request, do not switch on the speaking thing. You have a question, just raise your hand, I'll come to you. Right? And how we will do this, we will go through these slides. Some of the prints is good, some of the print is not good. If the print is not good, please copy it. Please copy it. Okay. In any case, these videos I'll try to make available on the web, because we're going to have a separate private login for some of you in a different place where we will continue with this. Because what happens is, whoever attends the first, I can carry them to the second. Every time I have a conference, the first batch, the second batch, somebody else new coming. I can carry it forward. Again, what are your questions? Basics. So, I'll make basics ko ekdam clear karunga in the next 2 days. That's why I said Karaka. If you see the topic, it's Karaka. Okay? So, let's get started. Let me just take the name of the Guru 12 times. Om Gurave Namah. Om Gurave Namah. Om Gurave Namah. Om Gurave Namah. Sanskrit becomes Gurave. So please, it is Om Gurave Namah. Guruve is a wrong thing. So basically, we are starting with Dhana Karaka, and there are basically multiple significations in this. First thing about wealth is the source of wealth. Paisa kahan se aa raha hai? The source of wealth. If you are working for a company, then the source of wealth is the company. Right? If you are in a business, the source of wealth is related to whatever you are doing business in. Clear? So the source of wealth is very important. If the source of wealth is like this, if there is a big jar of water, everybody can drink from that water. There's plenty of water to drink. But if there is only one glass, how much can you drink from there? How many people can drink from there? So the source is very important. The first thing that you need to check is the source of wealth. And so the source of, without knowing the source of wealth and the strength, the quantum, because everybody in the beginning, in the middle, will ask, how do we know how much wealth will be there? Right? Standard. This question comes in the middle, it doesn't come at the beginning. So what we need to know is, what is the source and to what extent has the source been like this? Let us say you are in the mining industry. You go to a mine. You get a contract for a mine. So it's just a plain ground. I do not know whether you have seen. It's absolutely plain ground. So you start digging there. You start this thing. And then we have to see how much is the source. How much metal is going to come out from there. So if the source is good, that means a lot of flow will happen. Even after I teach this, I know that many of you will skip this step. Many of you will skip it. And because you skip this step, everything else will go wrong. In foundations, the first thing we teach is find out the source. And the source we know from the fourth house from the sun. The source of wealth is the fourth from the sun. Now, there are many complicated calculations here. We will go through all of them. So, sun is the giver of wealth. This is a very, very well-known thing in Jyotish. Moon is the path to the wealth. Now, once you know the source, you go there, it's the path. So the path to it, how do I get there? I need to go to the place where the money is so that I can get the money. If there's a job vacancy in, let us say, Google, you don't apply for the job to Microsoft because Microsoft is unable to give that job of Google. You see my point? You need to go to the place it's a social interaction. Do you see that? There is an advertisement in the newspaper or something like Naukri.com, and then you observe that and then you apply for that. That whole interaction is a social networking, social thing. So therefore, it has to come from the moon. Do you see that? Because moon is mind, and it is a society. The society where you live, where you interact, the society where you are, is going to offer the jobs, is going to offer opportunity. So it's your circles. And there are circles within circles. So from there you will, the path to wealth, this is the path. You have to take a path. And you need to be sure that that path is good and strong and supporting. Otherwise, halfway down the line, the gas is over. Because you got to sit in the car and you got to go to work. If there's no gas in the car, you are finished. So that is the second step. After that, Mercury is karma for wealth. The karma that you have to do. Let's say you go and join Google. And you tell them, look, I'm a PhD in computer science. Google will say, fine, go for training. Why do you need to go for training? What we call acclimatization. You need to know how the ethics are. You need to know how Google works. You need to know what your work is. You have to learn the work. You have to learn to work in that place. How to do the work. And every work, every company has a different culture. Just because you worked in Google doesn't mean you can also go and work in Microsoft. The ethics, the method, everything is different out there. Like, in fact, Microsoft does have a pyramid system. Whereas Google is more flat table. Yeah. It's a round table working. So if you know how they work, so you have to learn and you have to see whether you fit into the system. All that is about Mercury. Mercury is the karaka for that. Because you have to learn. Every time you go to a new company, you are learning. And even when you are in that place, you are still learning. You don't stop learning. You never stop learning. Learning is a continuous process. Okay? And finally, the wealth, the result. Based on your work, based upon what you have done, what is the wealth you got? Did you get an award for your work? Did you get a recommendation for your work? I mean, did you get a promotion because of something fantastic you have done? All that is Jupiter. Talking of Jupiter and exalted Jupiter in Lagna walks in. Okay, so you see, there are four karakas. And there are four steps to this fact. Where does the Lagna come in? Where does the individual come in? Lagna. Lagna interacts with Mercury. You see, the two planets which get Digbala, you know, directional strength in Lagna, is Mercury and Jupiter. So Lagna comes into the picture only in these stages. Mercury and Jupiter decide how you are learning, how fast you are learning. Lagna has to interact with that Mercury so that you can learn. Learning is a continuous process. You learn, you assimilate. Again, learn, assimilate. So the Lagna has to interact. And similarly, Jupiter has to interact with Lagna. The award is for you. Whether you are getting awarded. All that, these two are critical for Lagna. Whereas the Sun and the Moon are independent of it. A connection, a powerful connection. Hey, Google's boss is my cousin brother. Okay, you'll get a job out there. Maybe. Maybe they'll take you in a certain area where you need to be trusted. You need somebody very trustworthy, so he can take you there. So depending upon the job definition. Did you get a very clear picture on this? Only for the Sun, we will see the fourth house. Okay? For the Moon, we will see the 10th house. 9th and 10th. In fact, 9th from the Moon is also very, very important. Because the whole joining process, you know, application diya, and then after that the interview, then after that everything, you know, your selection, until you get your letter, joining letter, is ninth house from the moon. And then when you, then going and joining is 10th house from the moon. Going to work, joining work is 10th. Once this part is done, the sun and the moon are done, then you come to Mercury. Is the first house from Mercury which matters? Your lagan is first house. So the first house from Mercury shows how you are learning. What are your learning capabilities? Learning capabilities are all from the first house, from Mercury. So it's very important that your Mercury is extremely fantastic. But what is the definition of a fantastic Mercury? We'll go into that a little bit. Is everybody's mind, like for example, there was a time when they thought that everybody who's very good in mathematics is a genius. And everybody, and social sciences were not even considered for intelligence. Somebody is good in geography, not intelligent. That was a very old British system. India also took that up. You know, typically they will say, bechare ka engineering medicine nahi hua to theek hai, history mein dal do. So either you are an engineer or a doctor to qualify as intelligent, which is actually wrong. Today it is proved wrong. Because there are extremely intelligent people in Oxford who are neither engineers nor doctors. So, do you see, it depends where Mercury is. It's the peculiar kind of intellect that you have for learning. What are you good at learning? Are you good at learning languages? Everybody may not be good at that. But there are people I know who know 5 languages, 7 languages. And not just knowing, experts. One of them could be historical language also, which is dead. Do you know somebody who has discovered a language which was lost? For example, you would like to study the chart of somebody who went and found out the language of the Egyptians, which was all in drawings. He deciphered that. Who's this guy? Who did the deciphering? What's his chart like? He's Tula Lagna. Anyway, so when I study, I get obsessed. What is this ability that they? Because when somebody has an ability, you should enhance that ability and not something else. It's as simple as that. You enhance the learning skills. Everybody has learning skills. You enhance the learning skills. Okay? So that's Mercury, the first house from Mercury. What is it? Fourth from the sun, 10th from the moon, first from Mercury. And finally, Jupiter. Jupiter will decide when and how you will get recognized. Okay? We will go into that part. Because Jupiter is a bit complicated. But it's the final. Whether you will get recognition, whether you will get money, whether you will get an increment, we'll go into all that. So did you get the picture, broad picture of the Karakas? Good. These four are called the four Gayatris. From the sun. Now we'll study the sun. From the sun it is called four Gayatris. The sunrise is Udaya. Udaya means sunrise. Midday is called Abhijit. Everybody knows midday is Abhijit. So from the sun it's the fourth house. From the sun it is the fourth house. These houses are reckoned from the sun. So from the sun the first house is Udaya. Where he gives you health, where he gives you your life. That's also very important, right? You have to live. And who gives you life and health? The first house from the sun. You know, many people, they look at charts. I have seen, Guruji, yeah, I think we need to put our mobiles off, right? They should starting with me. He doesn't know. Sonny doesn't know that I am in a... My brother has an uncanny power to call me exactly when I'm extremely busy. Okay, so where was I? I was in sunrise. Everybody says Lagnesh is in Lagna and the Parashara says person is extremely healthy, right? It doesn't matter. What matters is how much of sunlight is coming into your system. Unless that is strong, your assimilation of the sunlight is not important. That is second. One is the sun blessing you with resources for the body. Second is how much you can take from there. So there are two factors involved. It is not a one factor. All the time you follow one factor and you go wrong. You want somebody to be healthy, look at the sun sign. If the lord of the sun sign is in a bad house from Lagna, your health will always be delicate. The lord of this, whatever planet it is, that part of the body could get afflicted if it is badly placed from Lagna. Because that is the source of health. That's the source of your well-being. So look at the lord of the sun sign. Let us take Lalit. Lalit, where is your sun? Your sun is in Gemini. In Virgo. So we have two lords for that probably, right? We'll go into the second later. First is Mercury. So where is Mercury from your Lagna?
In 7th
house. So do you think that your health has been extremely good because of that Mercury, or it has been bad?
Yeah, it's good.
It's good, right? Because it's in a Kendra.
Yeah.
But still, I will say it is in Maran Karak in the 7th house, which is the house of sexuality. So your Ojas may be low. See my point? Otherwise, it's very healthy, everything, but your Ojas may be low. So we need to then check, how about Lagna? How is the Lagna lot? But fundamentally, it's in a Kendra, which is good. So lord of the sun sign, how is he placed from Lagna? Kendra, Trikona. Trikona is the best, full of resources. Kona will give you lots of resources. Kendra is still good. You need to make a little... What is if it's a bad house? 2, 6, 8, 12... you are in trouble. You have a Jupiter exalted in Lagna. Where's your sun? Which is Leo. And where's the sun himself? In the second, right? So remember what I said, 2, 6, 8, 12, just now. 2, 6, 8, 12. You don't want the lord of the sun sign in 2, 6, 8, 12. Till now you know 6, 8, 12. Add 2 to that. 2 is also Marak. Straight shot. Jupiter exalted in... forget all those stories. Where's your moon? Fourth house. Digbal, Kendra. Jupiter exalted in Lagna. Lagnesh in fourth house in Digbal. He should have outstanding health. No, sir. Miserable health. See my point? The resource... did I prove my point about resources? If the body is not getting... the body is not getting the right resources... you see? Okay, similarly, just as body you can understand easily, the fourth from the sun is what is going to give you financial resources. If that is gone, you are in trouble. Okay? The seventh from the sun will, that's, you see, sunset shows the desire to rest. That's the Rudra Gayatri. Can you see a Damaru over there in the seventh house? It's calling. It's called home calling. The Damaru plays and it's time to go home, time to go home. Everybody has that. Not just human beings, birds also. The Damaru starts playing and a strange vibration gets into our heads at sunset. We need to go home. We need to go home. So, the home calling is seventh from the sun. Now, if the seventh lord from the sun happens to be in a bad house from Lagna, the fellow doesn't want to come home. He wants to party all the time. I'm not getting into your charts with this now. But you get the idea. That's the home calling. That is what connects you to your family. So if the seventh from the sun is fundamentally bad placed, basically the guy doesn't want to come home. You need to rectify that if you need to rectify relationships. Don't forget that. If the root is not good, no matter what you do with the Lagna chart, tenth is moksha, I leave that. That is Turiya Gayatri. It is a very famous word called Turiya. Those of you who understand spirituality will know Turiya Gayatri, the tenth from the sun. Jesus meditated at midnight. Muhammad meditated at midnight. Shankara, every one of those has meditated at midnight. It has something to do with moksha. Okay. Maximum cold. That's why Yama. So these four Gayatris translate into four devatas called Lokapala. Loka refers to Bhuloka. And if you see the Mooladhara Chakra, how many petals does it have? Four. Those four petals in the Mooladhara refer to the four Kendras. So your Mooladhara Chakra with four petals is directly linked to your horoscope Kendra. So in Bhuloka, only one thing matters, Kendra. What matters? Kendra. That is why Parashara says, Kendra is Vishnu Sthana. What is the meaning of the word Vishnu? Word, I'm talking about, not God. Yeah, one of the meanings, but the root meaning is Sarva Vyapakesha. He who is everywhere, he who is connecting you to everything. So through the Kendras, you will connect to everything. In Bhuloka, only one thing matters, Kendra. Any time the Kendra will fail, three houses will fail at the same time. If the fourth house fails, 4, 8 and 12 will fail. If 10 fails, 2, 6 and 10 will fail. It will happen together. That's Bhuloka. In Bhuvaloka, it's 6. You can study the chakras. And then there is something. You know, so basically you know that these four Kendras have four devatas called Loka. Pala means palan, to look after. Loka means this Loka, Bhuloka. These four are Indra, the Lord of the Sun sign. Fourth from the Sun sign is Kuber. Kuber has all the wealth. It's very clear to understand. The source of wealth, Kuber. Seventh from that, Varun. Ask the Gayatri. All relationships. Who is Varun? Varun is the father of Lakshmi. Lakshmi is associated with marriage, right? Right. So now you see the connections. Varun. Without Varun, you cannot do Shiva Puja. You know that. Any person who has to do Shiva Puja has to worship Varun first. Because he is standing on the door. And the 10th house is Yama. You take the name Yama and you reverse it. What do you get? Durga. Maya. Maya is Durga. Mahamayi. So who has the power to reverse Yama? Mother. When death is at the door, only mom. She will sacrifice herself for you. Papa will run away. Be sure of it. That's the way nature is. So this is how the devatas work. These four Kendra lords are the four Lokapala devatas. So did you see the connections? The word devata means div, knowledge, information. If the devata is favorable, you get all the information. And information is what rules the planet. You have information, I just missed the date, application date. Some students, you've heard them say that, right? That means that particular devata is not happy. There's some people all the time forget to take medicine on time. Why? Because then Indra devata is not happy with you. To take medicine, some people are absolutely meticulous in time. Indra dev. So like that, it's about the devatas. It's all about inspiration. Okay? Now let's understand the options of Kubera and Vishnu. As you saw in the fourth house is Abhijit, right? So if the fourth house is Abhijit, oh my God, I forgot to record. If the fourth house is Abhijit, okay, then the option, if you see the fourth house, there is an Abhijit and there is a conch over there, sunk, which you saw in the picture. That conch is Vishnu telling you, Please, don't be greedy. Please restrain yourself. Otherwise, there is no end to Kuber. Because you keep running after Kuber, the source of wealth, you will become a demon. Because Kuber originally was a demon, right? After all, don't forget, he is the brother of Ravan. And you probably will end up becoming a nephew of Ravan. Mera bhanja hai ji, khane do, khane do. So get the idea. So the question, option that is being asked over here is, are you limiting yourself personally or are you just going for it? How much of the source are you going to drain? And people who drain the source too much, ultimately Vishnu has to come to bring an end to them. That is the secret behind the coming of the avatars. The avatars cannot come just like that. There has to be a need for them to come. So there has to be a person who has converted himself into demon by taking those sources out of control. See the point? So you need to understand that I need to draw only so much. I can't drink everything one day. I can't eat everything one day. So that is very important. So I can say that if the Lord of the fourth from the sun is damaged, combusted, destroyed in battle, the person shall be a great Vaishnav, a great Vishnu Bhakta. On the other hand, it is exalted and nobody touches him and things like that. He's a great Kuber Bhakta. Did you see the difference over here? So that is the reason why very, very spiritual people have no money. If you truly are a Bhakta of Ram, you will become like Hanuman. What is Hanuman? I mean perfect Brahmacharya. Perfect Brahmacharya, perfect Siddhis, perfect Tapas, perfect, absolute perfection. So somewhere, you need to see this chart very carefully. The fourth from the sun. The lord of that sign should not be very badly damaged. If he is very badly damaged, it will be tough for you to get money. And sometimes you are happy because it is tough to get money. What are the rules for perfect Vaishnava sannyasa? You know, they say it is absolutely impossible to maintain all the rules. You are not allowed to live under a tree. Live under a tree for more than 3 days. Lest you get attached to the tree. So, had ho gaya. In a householder's house, you cannot live for more than 24 hours. If you do, you will get attached to that family. You cannot eat more than once because then you are drawing too much from the source. Only one time you will eat. Havishayana. The rules nobody can match and still they claim we are. That's Kali Yuga, you know. Ho nahi bas bulate rehte ho apne aap ko. Sapne mein ho. They eat 3 times meals, they do all these things. But there is one. I met one person, you know. He came from America. I was surprised. Ek American itna kaise ho sakta hai? But he was like that. Mahanidhi Swami. Hai, dam hai logo mein. It is not Indian or American. It's all about individual. Okay? So did I give a clear picture of the two? The two extremes. Combust. Completely combust. 0 degree difference. He defeated in war. Sare resource khatam ho gaya. You see my point? The more this planet is destroyed, the more poor you are. You forget the lagna chakra and chakras. On that day, God decided, I am squeezing the resources. So all people born on that day will have this problem. Okay. This is a very important concept in predicting wealth of nations and things like that also. Wealth of companies. Very important. Okay, now whether exalted or debilitated, it brings great wealth. Now what do you mean by exalted or debilitated, it brings great wealth? If the planet is exalted, Kubera is happy to give you wealth. If the planet is debilitated, you'll put a gun on Kubera's head and he has to give you the wealth. Both are fine. There is a saying in Delhi, I learned a very beautiful thing. When I came to Delhi, I was quite innocent. I learned a lot of things out here. Ghee seedha ungli se nahi nikalta, to tedi se nikal lo. You know, you understand. Exalted or debilitated, it gives wealth. Huh? Jaimini says that. Tashmin ucche niche va shrimanta. Whether it is exalted, ucche, niche, debilitated va, shrimanta, shri will come. Keep your focus on money. So in money matters, exaltation and debilitation is the same. In fact, debilitation is better. Sometimes if it is exalted, you will say, no, I am Tata, I will not take do like this. If it is debilitated, you will say, I am Reliance, that is mine. Did you understand? In matters of Lakshmi, no sharam. When it is debilitated, you don't have any shame. You will do what is necessary to fight and get. You will fight for it. If it is exalted, you will see what is right, righteous and all that stuff. In Kali Yuga, you lose out. That's why Garg Muni says, na, in Kali Yuga, it is better this planet is debilitated. Anteo. Right. So, but debility has danger of loss of wealth source. Now, that is the very important point. Because you took it from, so what is your karma? Right. So, somewhere Mahavishnu is watching. This is the job of Vishnu. This is not Shiva's job. This work of feeding, taking a sustenance, this is all under sustenance, right? Is Vishnu's work. So he's watching. Achha, you did this. Watch what I will do. He will take it away. Now when he takes it away, you will cry. So simultaneously, you have to take ghee with the turned finger and also pray to Vishnu and give 10%. So that is like, you know. Right? Government, it is 2%, here it is 10%. That's what all the religious people say, give 10% of your wealth. So, keep that in mind. Saturn Drishti. Everybody says Saturn Drishti is bad. I say it is superb. Superb. In money matters, see, just now I explained to you about debility. What is debility of a planet? It has become like Shani. Beggar like Shani. So when he is a beggar, you ask him, please donate 10 rupees, we are doing Durga Puja. He'll say, mere paas kuch nahi hai yaar, abhi block hai. You see, my 10 rupees he will not give. Because it is debility, because he's behaving like Shani. For him, he thinks, I can't give it, I have to, this is my vital resource. So Shani Drishti on that is superb. Particularly because it gives you the power to have servants. Shani is servant. Look at the fourth from the sun. Is it associated with Shani? If it is, you will employ people. Do you have the capacity to employ people? That depends upon Shani. So do you think that Shani Drishti makes you bigger? Of course it does. Somebody says, I have a business, you know, but I have to do everything. What is that called? Multitasking. Multitasking. I am multitasking. I am CEO, I am CFO, I am CSO, I am boss. I am also peon. I will also make the coffee for you. Achha, I am also accountant. What sort of business you got here? If you can employ people for all these tasks and multiple peoples, you are a big guy. For that you need Shani Drishti. So whenever somebody asks, can I do business, should I do business, look for Shani Drishti on the source. Because it is source. Source will give you everything. If there is no Shani associated with the source Lord or the source, how are you going to get employees? If you are not going to get employees, how big will your business become? Interesting. Interesting way of looking, right? Okay. So, now what happens? SU4 Lord can be Vishnu, Abhijit, undefeated, or Kubera, slave. I explained this part. SU4 Lord, that is the fourth from the sun Lord, must be strong for high quantum. The stronger it is, the higher is the quantum. The weaker it is, the quantum can be low, excepting in debility where you will take everything. The advantage of debility is he has direct drishti on the exaltation. If a planet is aspecting, his house of exaltation, he has the capacity to move there time and again. Every day he'll go there, take a little bit and run away. It's like a monkey who's stealing the guavas from your kitchen. He has found a way, he's going there, tuck, taking one and coming away. Every day he'll do that for you. It's good. SU4 Lord Navamsha is Bhagya for wealth. Look at the Navamsha sign occupied by this planet. That is your Bhagya as far as wealth quantum is concerned. Very critical. So for this you need to know which planets give wealth in which signs. For example, how many of you know that Mercury in Cancer is absolutely fantastic for wealth? It is better than exaltation. You see, finance matters are different from ideals. Mercury exalted, high ideals, I will learn everything. So he is learning. Learning karta raha, uska learning hi khatam nahi ho raha, paisa kab kamayega. Papa, I want to do this PhD. Okay, beta. Papa, now I have to do this PhD because I did that PhD. Achha, to get. Khatam hi nahi ho raha. Padhe ja raha, padhe ja raha, padhe ja raha. Permanently in the sixth house of the natural zodiac, Mahabrahmachari. You see the point? It's good. We appreciate that. But somewhere down the line, you've got to take responsibility and earn some money. So Mercury in Cancer is superb for wealth. In the Navamsha, oof. Superb. So like that, we need to learn about planets giving wealth in which signs, which is different. And you have to go through those books and scrape out, okay, in this sign it is giving wealth. In this sign it is not giving wealth. That's important. In any case, the Navamsha sign becomes critical because it shows what subjects will help you, what topics will help you, what things will help you. Should I do a business with clothes? Should I do it with engineering? Should I do it with technology? Look at the Navamsha of this planet. You see, that's the Bhagya. Your Bhagya is coming from there. It must connect to Shashtiyamsha Lagna. Now, if this SU4 Lord is connected with the Shashtiyamsha Lagna, D60 Lagna, then you, Kubera, is looking at you. If it is on the other hand connected with the 11th house from the Shashtiyamsha Lagna, is looking at your friend or an elder brother. So your elder brother is getting wealthy. You are doing all the mantras and your brother is getting wealthy. You are doing all the offerings. Is looking. Problem is, because karmas, either he's connected with your lagna or he's not connected with your lagna. If he's not connected with your lagna, you are never going to be one of those wealthy ones. So stop running after money. Rather focus on karmas and be happy with what you can get and lead a happy life. Everybody cannot become a Dhirubhai. It is not possible. The resources in the planet are limited. You have to understand how much of this I can corner. And whatever I can corner, I should take. That's it. I need a D60 Lagna connection and a strong one. Without it, you are not Kuber. So did you get the points here? And why am I taking D9 and D60? Because of Jatak Parijata. He says that without looking at D9 and D60, do not even talk of fortune. Don't talk about it. Look at it. Correct the D60 chart. Be sure you got the Lagna right and then talk. So which means I need to have that much knowledge that I can correct a D60 Lagna. I'll give you a couple of tips on this. So you can correct it easily for Hindus. Because most likely you will get a lot of Hindu charts. So you can do it. Okay, so let's look at this chart, which is the chart of Queen Victoria. I have basically given North Indian chart and there are little bit South Indian and East Indian to help you. But D9 and D60 is the North Indian chart. I hope you can understand this. If you can't see the planets, please write them down. Now, the sun is in Lagna. You see that? Yeah, it's
very tiny.
Yeah. This was done in the last minute at about 6, when I remembered that we have to give printouts. So just press a button, kuch karke de do. So I'll upload the PDFs.
Yes.
Kiska job hai reminder? Right. PDF mujhe upload karna hai. Okay. I'm writing K with a circle in the place where Kubera is sitting. We have to find Kubera. So where is the sun? It's in Taurus. The fourth from that is Leo. So where is the Lord of Leo? He is in Lagna. Good. It's in Kendra. Good. Is he conjoined anybody? Exalted moon. So the two royal planets, sun and moon, are exalted and they are clearly connected with Kubera. You see that? So which is the planet we found? It was the sun. Okay. Look at the sun in the Navamsha. Exalted. Good. Look at the sun in the Shashtiamsha. It's in Aquarius, right? Is it conjoined Lagna Lord? It is conjoined the Lagna Lord, and both of them have Rashi Drishti on the Lagna, which is permanent. Rashi Drishti is permanent. We don't want temporary. The yoga is complete, right? Is there a Rahu Ketu connection coming over there?
Yes.
Good. So that means some death, disaster, something will happen, and then she will that fortune will come. She's in the royal family. How can you get the throne without somebody dying? I mean, you can't tell the king, hey, move a little bit, I'll sit on it. Right? So somebody has to die, something like that will happen, then you'll get it. See the connections? Absolutely clearly. Easy. I don't have to struggle to find the connections. Right. Now look at the Navamsha very carefully. In which sign is the sun? Aries. In the zodiac there is only one royal sign. And that is Aries, not Leo. Many people I see, they write articles saying Leo is the royal sign. Please don't do that. Please. That is such a stupid statement. Because Leo represents jungles. The king doesn't sit in the jungle. He is in the city center. If he can't be in the city center, he's not the king. He sits in Aries, and Aries is always the throne of the king. Always. Okay? So we have the royal throne over there. And by the way, England is ruled by the sign Aries. So when you do mundane, you got to remember which sign. Aries and Libra. Aries with a focus on Libra is England. Aries with a focus on Virgo is Germany. Like that. You have to learn. Because Germany are perfectionists, you know. Everything has to be perfect. So that's how it is. Under her, the nation went through its golden era of prosperity. So if the queen or the king has such a chart, the nation will prosper. The nation will become wealthy. Many times politicians say we don't have the horoscope. Don't worry about it. We know the date of your birth. You can't hide from us. You see my point? Because you need this knowledge. Without this, you really can't take it forward. Okay. Steve Jobs. Slightly more complicated. Slightly. Where is the sun? It's in Aquarius. Okay. The fourth from the sun is Taurus. The lord of that sign is Venus. Where is Venus? It's with a debilitated Rahu. Is it good or bad? From financial point of view. Steve Jobs knows how to make money. Do you see my point? Seedha haath se nahi niklega, to ulte haath se nikal dega. And look, now let's look at, so it's very obvious. Yes, there is a very strong. The Lord of Kuber is connected to an exalted or a debilitated planet. We have found that gives you special power to dig. And now take that Venus and see it in the Navamsha. It's in Lagna. Wow. What Lagna? Sagittarius. Hey, Venus is Vargottama. Make a note of that. Kubera is Vargottam. It is conjoined Rahu, debilitated. That means you will go global. Rahu will make you global. And from every place in the world, you will dig with double fingers, bent fingers. Do you know what is the cost of manufacturing your iPhone? And at what price are you selling it? At what price are you selling? That is called a debilitated Rahu. Absolutely no shame. No shame. It's all about profits. It's business. You should learn business from these guys. Because for us, we'll have a problem in pricing it like this. See, the manufacturing cost is 1,000. Chalo yaar, 100% profit is too much. 2,000 mein bech do. This is what, 98,000? How much is it now? I mean, everybody, and still he's. Do you see the logic here? So he's the market leader with that. Because of the debilitated Rahu, he creates an image. What is Rahu? An image. I need this. The iPhone has come. Come on. People have gone mad. They're standing in a queue for the whole day. Contact, mera ye contact hai, mera wo contact hai, Mantri ji ko phone karo, dilwayega. Yeah, that's how we get it. Before the phone is announced, it doesn't come to India. India is always there, because you know why? That hype takes a little more time to create. So they send it to India later. It's done purposely to create the hype. It's a marketing gimmick. His Masi ji in London has got it. Haan ji, aa gaya ji, bas. Tao ji, Masi ji, and you are gone. That hype is created. Achha, you are going to London. Arre yaar, wo match nahi karega. Nahi, it is open. Leana. Open hai, closed hai, ye hai, wo hai. You see, all that, that's all hype. It creates a madness in the head. That's Rahu. He has captured your head. And you must have it. Rahu is an obsession. You are able to create that obsession, you will sell the product. And it's a good product. It's Venus, Vargottam Venus. The product is not bad. The product is good. So now how is that Venus? It's in same Vargottam, but with an exalted Ketu. What is the meaning of exalted Ketu? You are going to break all borders in technology. Ketu rules your little small electronic equipment, Ketu. He will break all borders. He will break everything. Wow. And the lord of that sign, Jupiter, is of course with Rahu. You can go through the details later, but fundamentally you see the thing. And I need a connection to Lagna in the D60. Oh, the Lagna Lord Mercury is in Cancer.
Cancer.
With Venus. Deal done. Second house that too. What was the year sales the year he died? I mean the year before that? How many billion dollars? What? 10? 20? 100? He made a very beautiful statement. I made my first million by the time I was 26. 26. Venus years, natural maturity. See his statement. After that, I stopped counting. You see the point? So, you understand the chart of Steve Jobs? Good. Now, we see another chart. Now we have to take this rule slightly further. Slightly. And we got to see something called Parivartana. What happens when the Lord of the Sun sign is undergoing an exchange? Let us say the Sun out here, you will see an example. Where is the Sun? He's in Cancer. And the fourth Lord from that is Venus. What happens, let us say, Venus is in Aquarius and let's say Saturn is in Libra. Is there not a Parivartan? A Parivartan has happened, right? So Kubera has gone to the toilet and has told his assistant, hey, you handle this guy. In a way it is good, in a way it is bad. It is good because Kubera himself is not there. The number two guy is handling it. It's easier to deal with the number two than with the number one. Any company, any guy who's in a company knows what I'm talking. If you are working with Reliance, the last person you want to see early in the morning is Mukesh Bhai. Why? I mean, that means the matter is very, very, very serious. If the number two guy, something is important. So the lower down the line, the better for you. Okay? Parivartan. So parivartan is happening and then you need to see how much down the line. If it is, the parivartan is causing a debility, super. The big boss has told to deal with the peer. That's the easiest thing in the world. And Kumbh. That is also possible. The sun sign himself may have parivartan. Is it not?
Yeah,
let's say here. Can you see this?
Yes.
Mars is in Cancer and Moon is in Scorpio. Is there an exchange over there?
Yes. Yes.
So if there is an exchange, what happens? We take the sun to Scorpio. So your sun sign is no longer Cancer. It becomes Scorpio for the all purposes. All four Kendras. That means somewhere around 21 or 25, whatever is that first, second maturity of the planet, you are going to change from inside. Angulimala will become a sage. That. Valmiki will write Ramayana. Mara will become Rama. That is called soul parivartan. The sun sign, when it undergoes a parivartan, it means the soul is undergoing a radical change. People change. You have seen that all the time. So many people change. So don't miss the parivartan associated with the sun sign. Then we will go into the next stage of parivartan with the fourth from the sun. And then we will go into the stage where both are happening. Oh, that's complicated. Okay, in this case it is sun sign. Rahu around between 24 to 28, the fellow will change. 24 is maturity of the moon, 28 is maturity of Mars. Right? Roughly. The person will change. Huh? After the change, Kubera has gone to the 11th, that is to Kumbh.
So both Kubera we have to consider?
No, only one.
Only one.
Kubera can only be one, he cannot be two.
Yes.
One is Bachpan ka Kubera, which anyway you are not Bap.
Okay.
Wo to Bap hai. Then after that, what your Kubera is the Parivartan.
So that means here after Parivartan, the moon will go to Cancer. And sun and Mars will come here.
You forget moon and Mars. We are only interested with the sun. See, what happens is when we do multiple things, we'll get so worried and so confused that everything will go wrong.
Okay.
What we are doing is we are bringing the sun to Scorpio. That is all. Only take a very, very simple thing. The sun is shifting to Scorpio. Once we do that, we know where Kubera is. Because anyway, we are not interested in the sun sign. I am not talking about health. I am talking about money.
So now we will take from the Scorpio.
Fourth from Scorpio. Because anyway, I am not bothered about health. I am only talking about money. If I was talking about health, I have to see what happens to Mars and Moon. That's a separate issue. I am not getting into that now. I am getting into what is happening to money. So I have to see the fourth. So Kubera has now gone to Kumbh Rashi. So Shani and Rahu are giving wealth instead of Shukra. Clear?
So sun ka jiske saath exchange hua, usse fourth dekhte.
Sun nahi, sun ka lord ka.
Sun ke lord ka.
To jahan exchange hua hai, wahan jana hai.
Sir, I have sun and Jupiter in exchange.
Sun and, wo karenge, chart bahut sare hain. Bahut sare hain.
Exchange has to involve the sun.
Sun sign.
Sun sign.
Sun sign.
Any random exchange will not do.
No, sun sign How it will do? In the case of Clementine Churchill, she has the sun in Pisces and Jupiter in Leo. Parivartan hua nahi hua? Hua na? Hua na? The Lord, simple rule, the Lord of the sun sign must have Parivartan. Baki se mujhe matlab. Prime Minister ka Parivartan hua ya nahi? वहाँ होम मिनिस्टर बदल गया, वहाँ एचआरडी मंत्री बन गई, ये मंत्री, आई एम नॉट इंटरेस्टेड, आई एम इंटरेस्टेड पीएम का परिवर्तन है या नहीं, बाकी है तो रिशफल होते रहता कैबिनेट में, हाउ एम आई बॉदर्ड, हैज द गवर्नमेंट चेंज्ड, नो, गवर्नमेंट इज स्टिल द सेम, नो, आई एम ओनली इंटरेस्टेड इन द फ्रेम, हैज द सन साइन परिवर्तन, इफ देयर इज अ परिवर्तन इन द सन साइन एट द टाइम ऑफ स्वेरिंग इन, मे बी द प्राइम मिनिस्टर हिमसेल्फ में चेंज हुआ ना. फेमस जनता दल, दल बदल 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 के दल दल कर दिया. हाउ मेनी प्राइम मिनिस्टर्स दे हैड? सब प्राइम मिनिस्टर. आई लाइक दैट, दैट इज ट्रू सोशलिज्म. सबको मौका, छह छह महीना. बट यू थिंक अबाउट इट, द सन मस्ट बी एज स्टेबल एज पॉसिबल, बिकॉज इफ द सन इज नॉट स्टेबल, योर लाइफ बिकम्स अनस्टेबल. ओके, तो क्लियर हो गया. Okay.
Gurudev, you forgot the tips on D60. You conveniently forgot.
I did. Connection with the D60. We need a connection with Lagan. If there is no connection with Lagan, you don't have any connection. Wealth is not coming to you. Kuber is not looking at you. It's a separate issue. My friend is wealthy. So 11th house ka connection ho gaya. 7th house connection, my wife is wealthy. Right. You have to find that connection. If you find that connection, you have to look over there. If your child is wealthy, then promote the child. Many people do. If your child becomes, uska naam kya tha, wo, uska baap lag lag karke banaya. Wo sare, you see all these famous singers of America. They've all become, wo, kya hai wo, that guy, he died suddenly of drugs, everybody and all that. Jackson, Michael Jackson. I was trying to find his father's horoscope to see. There are ways, we will see how it does. But without the D60 connection, it is not happening. Because that is the karma of past life, which is giving you the wealth. Am I clear? I need a past life connection, and D60 is your past life connection. Just like D12 is connecting you to father, grandfather, great grandfather, all that it is connecting. Na? Immediate elders, D12. And 5 times you multiply. 12 into 5 is 60. That's how D60 is. Supra consciousness. That is that Aurobindo's panda. Mukesh bhai, you look at Sun and Mars. Are they, look, Venus and Mars Parivartan. Can you see that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So the sun is temporarily shifting to which place?
Taurus.
So everybody is looking at sun sign in Leo, but actually sun sign is Taurus because of the Parivartan. Now see the fourth from there. Kubera is sitting over there. And we have a planet over there also. We have a planet over there, and that is Jupiter, which is the Atma Karaka. And he's retrograde. Chhod nahi raha. And who is the lord of that sign?
Sun.
Exalted ho gaya. And how many planets has he conjoined? So how many sources are there? Mercury source, Venus source. What is Venus source? Only Vimal. Dekha na, only Vimal. Do you remember? What is source? Some technology stuff is there. What is Mercury source? Some trading and all those businesses are there. What is source? Government is the primary source of their wealth. But Siddha Bhatta, government exalted, I showed Queen Victoria's chart. Wow, it will work. How it will not work here? It is very clear. And Surya is, so his point is, he works hand in hand with government. Make India rich. It is good. What is wrong with that? I think it is personally very good. Everybody should be wealthy. आप देखो अच्छी तरह देखो और क्या क्या राशि दृष्टि है कुछ अरे जुपिटर कहां पर देता है यार शनि इज द सेकंड हाउस ऑफ वेल्थ एंड द फेमस इंटरनेट डिक्टम इंटरनेट ज्योतिष क्या बोलता है इफ सैटर्न इन द सेकंड हाउस विल बी बिगर नो टोटली ऑल ऑयल ऑल सॉर्ट्स ऑफ ऑयल एंड मेनी रिसोर्सेस शनि मीन्स मिट्टी पैसा देगा शनि इज मिट्टी डर्ट मिट्टी पैसा देगा राहु इज हैविंग सम ग्रह दृष्टि दैट कुड हैव इंडिकेटेड सम इंटरेस्ट इन मिनरल्स बट ही इज नॉट वेरी मच इनटू दैट बिकॉज राहु गिव्स स्टोन्स मिनरल्स क्वारीज मार्बल ऑल दैट स्टोन्स ना दैट इज ऑल्सो कमिंग अंडर द ग्राउंड सो डिड यू गेट दैट जुपिटर इज ऑल्सो हैविंग फुल दृष्टि ऑन दैट एंड इट इज आत्म कारक वॉट इज जुपिटर God knows what it is.
Finance.
Exactly. Lending, money lending comes under Jupiter. Big money lenders, Atmakaraka money lenders. Don't talk to me about projects less than 500 crore. That is the starting point. Asking a very simple looking person asked, Acha, what size project you do? It shows very big. He says, Sanjay ji, we start with 100 crores. Acha. Hamare sabka seema ka bahar. Starting, don't talk below that. You cannot enter the office if you are below that. So that is the level at which they play at a very high level with small margins. So that is Jupiter, Dhankarak. You need to have that sort of wealth. That sort of a comfort zone to play like that. Mercury is all sorts of trading. There you see the source. How about Navamsha? How is the sun?
Taurus.
It's in Taurus. Theek hai. Eighth house. What is eighth house? From where is the fortune coming? Exactly. In Queen Victoria's chart, the sun in the Navamsha was in which house? 12th house. That is called Marana Karakastana. What is son? Father or a fatherly figure. Uncle died, her fortune came. Here it is which house? Eighth house. Eighth house is inheritance. What is the planet? Son. It is definitely inherited. He will inherit everything from father. That is 100% sure. Cannot be stopped. Particularly because son is having Rashi Drishti on Lagna. From Taurus, he is looking at Tula. You cannot stop it. That is his fortune. Achha, let us see the D60 chart. Is there a D60 chart over there? Oh no. Yaar, ye galat chart. We need to see D60 to confirm. Anyway, we all know his kind of wealth. It has to be there. So, if I have to correct his D60 chart also, I know it must have a connection to the sun. Otherwise, how is he Mukesh Bhai? As simple as that. And when you correct my D60 chart, it can have nothing to do with the fourth. That is why I am Sanjay. Simple. Do you see the point here? When you do the corrections, you got to keep this in mind. D60 is critical. How much karma? So today I have sent some of you into a bit of a depression because that is a chart. All the yogas were working and suddenly today he says something about a chart which can turn everything upside down. Right? So interesting, but it works. It works, you will see it will work. Double parivartana. Now we come to the stage of double parivartana. Bit more complicated. See, I am taking you step by step, systematically, right? The first parivartana is with the sun sign, Lord. You see this particular case? The Lord of the sun sign is Moon. He has gone to Virgo and the Lord of Virgo, Mercury, has come back to the sun sign. So, firstly, sun sign is having parivartana. Okay? So, we move the sun, what we call the temporary sun or the mock sun. It's a mocking sun because he is not the sun. to Virgo. And then we see the fourth from there. The fourth from there is Sagittarius. So I am supposed to take Jupiter as Kubera. But again there is another parivartan of Jupiter Mars. Do you see that? Jupiter has gone to Scorpio and Mars has come to Sagittarius. So in such a case, I have to take Mars. Yeah. So you have to take one parivartana, then go there. If there is parivartana, you have to take the second parivartana. Step by step. You have to take it carefully, step by step. Clear? Did you see how I got that? Try a few charts. That's the only way to learn. Let's see if I have a chart for you. Osman Ali Khan, Asaf Bahadur Shah Jafar, whatever it is. The Nawab of Hyderabad. During his time, he was considered the richest man in the world. So India had the richest man in the world. As an AK, we have been beggars throughout. Right? So, and honestly, we Indians always clapped for the someone who made wealth. Because we know that he who makes wealth will share at least a part of it. He will be forced to share. Naukar rakhega, chakar rakhega, kaam karvayega. Jobs dega. So we have always encouraged this. Now let us look at the sun sign. Where is the sun? It's in Pisces. Excellent. The lord of the sun sign is Jupiter and it has an exchange with Mercury. So where does the mock sun go? It goes to? It goes to Lagna, which is Virgo. Excellent. Now take the fourth house from there. Who is the lord of that? Jupiter. It undergoes a exchange again. So Jupiter is now exchanging with Mercury. So who is Kubera now finally? By following the steps, we have come back to Mercury. Right? And how is Mercury? Is he exalted, debilitated? Oh my God, superb. Is he stubborn Mercury? Mercury. Retrograde means stubborn Mercury. You know that retrogrades are very stubborn. Try and try and try and try and try again. Kaun karta hai? Stubborn fellow does that. Right? Is he conjoined some planet over there? Sun. Yes. Nawab of Hyderabad. How interesting, huh? Look at the planet Mercury in the Navamsha to see his Bhagya. Oh, it's debilitated again. That means it's Vargottam. Ooh, Steve Jobs story. I love this Vargottam story of the Kuber. Now, is he conjoined anybody? Dhankarak Jupiter. Where? In Pisces. So they say the highest wealth comes from the waters, ocean. The highest wealth comes from the ocean. What is the meaning of that? Does it mean that he is pumping and digging some? No, look at Pisces. Nobody can give money like Pisces. Why? Because it is the natural giver. 12th house of the zodiac. Tera koi de hi nahi sakta. Bolte khuda deta na. That is the situation for these fellows. When he would go outside the house, everybody carries some change in the pocket, no? For that he had his people. But just for emergency situations, you carry some change, you know, somewhere, like, yahi rakh diya. If this purse gets stolen, then you need to keep it. So they have pockets out here. So believe the shoe, he had a heel. In that heel, he would keep loose diamonds. Loose diamonds, samajhte ho na, chote-chote wale. Loose, not very small. One carat wale. Loose diamonds, one carat. ऐसे ऐसे लेकर रख दे हाँ जी डाल दिया दोनों हील में एक जूता घूम जाएगा तो दूसरा जूता तो है लूज चेंज नेचुरली सरदार वल्लभ भाई पटेल हैड टू टेक केयर ऑफ हिम प्लैनेट इज डेबिलिटेटेड ना मर्कुरी इज डेबिलिटेटेड इन राशि एंड नवांश है ना तो कब तक आप वो समटाइम पब्लिक विल कराई देन वन सरदार विल कम एंड साफ हो जाएगा बोला करी दे इसी ही डिड इट ना हाउ इंटरेस्टिंग यू सी दैट मर्कुरी हैविंग पाप करते रही ऑफ सूर्य एंड केतु नवांश सरदार सरदार नहीं छोड़ेगा ओके सो इंटरेस्टिंग नाउ D60 डू आई हैव अ कनेक्शन Mercury, do I have a connection of Mercury with D60 Lagna? How many say yes? What is the D60 Lagna?
Lagna Lord itself.
Exactly. Straight shot, I don't even have to look at the chart. But I need to look at the chart to see how good or bad it is. It's again in the seventh house. Now remember one thing about Lagna Lord in the seventh house. You have to marry. Otherwise it doesn't open. Because seventh house is Rudra Bhava. Lord Shiva says that, not Lord Shiva, Rudras say that be Brahmachari. Like Hanuman, Hanuman is a Rudra, he says Brahmachari. So basically you want the Siddhis, you want the spiritual path, be Brahmachari. So what is the reverse of that? Get married, forget the Siddhis, you get extremely wealthy. Simple, simple. You know, you got to do the reverse. If you listen to them, you are gone. Brahmachari. So what did he do? His Mercury retrograde. So he had what? How many wives? 40? He had 40 wives, legal. About 100 concubines. And 108. Every amsh ko nahi choda. Pura kar diya wo. But manna padega. Mercury. So what is his greatest wealth? Look at the D60 chart. Mercury is Lagnesh in 7th with Mangal. And D9 mein, fortune kya aya? Mercury 7th with Jupiter. Bachchon ka fortune hai was. That is also wealth. Beta bhi to wealth hai. Sabse bada dhan kya hai? Beta hai. Hai na? Dekho, 108 malik ne usko diya. Here people struggle for one only. Ye lete hain, wo lete hain. Right? That is dhan. See, the concept of wealth, the source, you must understand. If you have sons, you have that much loyalty. Loyalty is very important in anything you do. So, this is another quick concept before I break for... Yeah, after that I'll break for tea. Theek hai na? So this is called Ketu reversal. This is something which is taught in Jaimini. But if you some charts, you know, Guruji, this works in some charts, it is not working in some charts. Because of this, many otherwise very rich people have become very poor and simple and spiritual. Otherwise, pakka guaranteed, extreme wealthy. We will apply the rule without Ketu, we will apply the rule with Ketu, and then we will see the difference. Ketu has a tremendous power. वो सब को रेट्रोग्रेड कर देता है. Whoever will conjoin him becomes retrograde. That means whichever Rashi is sitting, we have to count in reverse. That is his power. He reverses the zodiac. They say that when Narasimhi, have you heard of the Narasimhi? The Egyptians called her Set, S-E-T, Set, the cat goddess. The face is like a cat. The lioness, how does the lioness look? She looks like a cat, no? She doesn't look like a lion. Lion is Narasimha. Narasimha is lion. Narasimhi is female lion. Female lion doesn't have the manes, so it looks like a cat. But yet, she has hair in the back. When she will swing her hair like this, all the nakshatras will go for a six. So Narasimha, Rashis. Narasimhi hits the grahas. And what are grahas? They are tara grahas. What are grahas? They are like the nakshatras, only they are moving, light. They are moving around, right? That's the difference. So, wherever Ketu will sit, the entire zodiac will get reversed. So, if Ketu is with Surya, normally, let us say in Cancer, you would say Libra is the fourth house?
Yes.
But because of Ketu, we have to go back and Kuber is in the tenth. Or fourth in the reverse. What up? You see, you got to be careful with Ketu because he has the power to reverse. So whoever Ketu is sitting with, he will reverse. Keep that in mind. That is a fantastic rule. It works in Dashas also. If your moon is with Ketu, be careful.
If it's with Lagna,
लगन से सारा रिवर्स होगा। आप दफ्तर में मां खोजोगे, इट इज कैरी अनलेस केतु हैज द पावर टू डू दैट, ही इज नॉट मोक्षकारक। If he is going with sansar, sansar mein to sab aise gol gol ghumta hai na. If he is going along with sansar, it is fine. He must reverse it, and that is how he breaks things, and that is how he puts you on the spiritual path. Without that power, he is not mokshakarak. So keep that in mind. This is one of the Jaimini's important teachings. So that is the Ketu reversal. So now look at the second chart. The second chart, Ketu is with the sun. No, not as much power as Ketu, because Rahu is not mokshakarak. So he doesn't get that power. He doesn't need to break. Well, if you are eating and enjoying life, why does he need to do? He would rather give you more. Or bhogkha. Paap kar raha, koi baat, paap nahi hai. It's all brainwash. Kat diya. You see, Ketu has to do his job. He can't do his job unless he breaks it. All the planets who will stop bad activity. Ketu. Even Jupiter doesn't stop it. Who is the planet who stopped Bill Clinton and made him spiritual? Ketu. Clinton goes with him. Do you see my point? Kisi ko nahi chhodta. That is why we Hindus worship Ganesh. Pahla Ganesh. Because we never lose the moksha path. Otherwise, moksha path is gone. Pahla Ganesh. Okay? Now, see the second chart over here. The first chart you saw? Now, see the second chart. Sun is again in Cancer. But do you see Moon-Jupiter exchange? The sign Lord Moon is in Pisces. And Lord of Pisces, Jupiter has come. Because there is Parivartan, the Sun has run away to Pisces. So, is the sun conjoined Ketu? In Pisces, he is not conjoined Ketu. So, which is the fourth from the sun? Ayana? Did you see my point? Be very careful. Sun has conjoined Ketu, do not blindly take it. If there is a Parivartan, sun has run away from there. Bhagya. So, the sun ran away to Pisces. If run away to Pisces, how is conjoined Ketu? He is not conjoined Ketu. So therefore, the fourth from him will be Gemini. That's where Kubera will be. So Mercury will become Kubera. Take the chart now. Sun is again with Jupiter. Right? Again, there is the same Parivartan of Moon Jupiter, you see. Because of the Parivartan, Sun ran away to Pisces. But there is Ketu in Pisces. Pakda gaya wahan par. Right, so now he got caught over there. Reverse, ulta chalo. So the moment he goes in the reverse, the Sagittarius house of things. Be very, very careful with Ketu and the Parivartana. Do it step by step. If Sun has conjoined, this Parivartana bach gaya. If Sun has conjoined a Parivartana and there is Ketu over there, so after Parivartana he pakda gaya. That means here is a person. After major parivartana, and then he will also become spiritual. Normally, such Ketu conjunctions lead to spirituality. You become spiritual. Good. This is the horoscope of one of the greatest astrologers and doyens of Vedic. He is a contemporary of my uncle and my father. At that time, they were all in Odisha, and he is very close to my uncle. So, बहुत इज्जत है इनके लिए. तो आप देखो, look at the sun sign. Sun is in Virgo, exalted, but it is conjoined Ketu. Don't forget. Let us ignore Ketu. Hey, this is Sanjay ji says Ketu reverses. ऐसा होता नहीं है, right? होता नहीं है. Many people say Sanjay तो पता नहीं कहाँ से, from where he gets all these dictums. Let us take the fourth from the sun. Jupiter Sagittarius, how is it? Exalted? He should be multimillionaire? He should be, right? Because that Jupiter is exalted, he's alone, he's in the 10th house from Lagna. Come on. It is conjunct Ketu. I will take it in the reverse. Who is the lord of the, it is Gemini. Lord of the sun sign is Mercury. He has conjoined the sun in Maranakarakasthana. And he is combust. And he is combust. Mahadev ka ashirvad hai. Combustion is a blessing of Mahadev. What do you think a blessing of Mahadev will do? A guru ka blessing kya karega? Spiritual path dega? So let us agree that reversal has worked. Because if the reversal did not work, K.M. Rao Saab would be a multi-billionaire. Ek Ketu ne sara beda gark kar diya. But it has given a very good spiritual path. You will agree with these things. Chalo. And because that is the sun sign itself, that is becomes his life. Your life, your health is that, your longevity is that, sab kuch Mercury is giving. So his Mercury is of the sun sign, Mercury the lord of the 10th, Vishnu Sahasranam karte rahte hain. Life done hai. And Navamsh mein kaha par hai? Dekh lo. He should be very wealthy. Source of See, the problem is Navamsh is fantastic. This Ashtiyam Shiva is a Lagna lord connected. Shani is in Sagittarius and Mercury is in Lagna. Sara connection had to be multi-billionaire. Ek Mahadev ka third eye. What is the meaning of compassion? People say Astangat Yoga. I say Bhasma Yoga. You have become basam. Take basam, put it on your head and just say, Jai Mahadev. Khatam karo kahani. Be happy. You are not going to be a millionaire, no matter what you do. Mahadev has blessed you and it is over. Kamal ka chart tha yaar. Exactly. Ketu bhi ho, combustion nahi ho. That would be even better. You look carefully. Ek combustion ne bada work kar diya actually. If you see very carefully, one combustion has ruined everything. From the age of 30 to 32, he will change so much you cannot believe. Completely spiritual. Very spiritual person. Listening to Vishnu Sahasranam every day. He does all that. What does Parasharas talk about Mercury? Vishnu Sahasranam. Mercury is the lord of the sun sign, lord of everything. I mean, even the. What the hell was set? Ho gaya. How interesting. Another great astrologer. Dekho. Ashirvad hai na, Jyotish ka. Alan Leo. You see that parivartan of Jupiter and Moon? Ho gaya. So he ran away from Ketu. See, he ran away from Ketu, blessed. So he went off to Pisces, which is the fourth from there, Gemini, who is the lord of that, and how is Mercury combusted? You see the K.N. Rao story, 12th house Surya with Mercury, Ketu, Mercury. Aur kya bolna hai? Very good astrologer. Good astrologer, your Kuber has to be combusted. If it is not combusted, based upon the money that your client is giving you, you will give prediction. Somebody gives 500 rupees, somebody gives 50,000 rupees, are, sir, sare ke sare planet chamak rahe hain. Yehi to hota hai. Unless it is combust, you don't have the guts to tell somebody that, hey, you are planning a bad time no matter what. Like somebody who is, let us say, 20,000 crores, private company, not public, Indian. Can you tell him? Ye to bahut kharab hai, aap kya bol rahe ho, acha? Ye aapka pair tootega ye time. Pata kya hai, aa gaya, kahan se ye aa gaya, shani ghar aa gaya. Acha, ab lunch khao, acha, hum chale. Do mahine baad, these people come and pick me up and take me to Bombay. Kyun? Pair toota hai na, aa nahi sakte milne. To have the guts, you need a combustion. Because when you get combusted by Mahadev, he puts bhasma on your head. When bhasma is on your head, all human beings become equal. That is a very big, see, think about it. It's a big lesson. Everybody, it is good. So bhasma is good. Even if it is not combusted, put some bhasma on your head. Okay. Alan Leo you saw. Okay. Bas, ek dua. Almost 10 minutes. Look at this chart. We have an exchange of Jupiter and the Moon, right? Jupiter is in Cancer, Moon is in Sagittarius. One exchange. So Sun jumped. Or Sida. Straight. Hathi pakda. Bas. So now it has gone over there. He goes to the fourth in the reverse is Virgo. See, now you can do it easily, right? Now easily you can do it. Virgo. Lord of that sign is Mercury. Ab dekho Mercury. Now I'm going to take you to another level. Mercury is conjoined. How many planets? Three planets it has conjoined. And we are very clear on that, right? Good. And the Lord of that sign, Moon, is with Ketu. We have seen that. So now, how many things it can give you? So, for example, Mercury is conjoined Mangal. He was an attorney. Right? It is conjoined Jupiter. He went on to become just. Right? It is conjoined Surya. Right? But there is some kind of parivartan. Do you see? Is there no parivartan over there? There is parivartan. So Moon Ketu is coming and you see. Is Rahu aspecting that Mercury? Hai na? So kuch political connection banega? Rahu? Rahu Drishti means some. So Rahu is aspecting, it is conjoining Venus. Drishti with a lot of nice culture and nice things. Which part of the government has got nice culture and nice things? Only one department, external affairs. Baki department ka, when you go, even tea will give you in. Proper tray, proper. Proper hai. Fark hai, seedhi baat hai, wahan class hai. So it is in the 12th house, foreign country, ambassador ban gaya. So by the conjunctions of planets, can I say that he has different roles to play? Because that is the source of wealth. Wahan se paise aa rahe hain. If it is conjoining Jupiter from Justice Department, you are getting money. Because this is combust Mercury. Don't forget it's a combust Mercury. If it is not combust, it's a different chapter. It is combust means a department se paisa aayega. Not combust, money lending se paisa aayega. The quantum is different. Here, a salary you will get. Conjoined Mangal, as an attorney you will get. Mangal in Cancer, very strong attorney, strong person, definitely Republican. Acha. Phir Rahu ka drishti hai, like that. Look at, because that is the source, wahan se paise aane hain. What is the source of money? So now I taught you the parivartan. I am going into the source in slightly more detail. I showed you Surya, very strong and only alone government. You saw Ambani, you saw Queen Victoria. Aapne dekha, you saw all that. So now we are becoming more clear about the source. Maybe one last chart. I know you are all dying for tea. Bas, one more chart. No, we will take tea and come to Chandra Kendra. Okay? We take a break now. Miss the step, you are going to be in serious trouble. Now, one more important thing before I go into the moon. Rashis have a lordship. If you forget the second lordship, you will be in trouble. Which are the signs which have dual lordship? I will go one by one and you have to answer. Does Aries have dual lordship?
No.
Why? Because there can be only one king. Whenever there are two kings, that is the end. Quickly it will fall. In India, it is a very famous thing. Have you heard of, in India, we have something called Prime Minister and Deputy Prime Minister or Assistant Prime Minister or Co-Prime Minister. This is not a post sanctioned by the constitution. It is created by political necessity. The first such creation was, it's like this, you know, one chair and both of them are sitting like this, you know, they're pushing each other. Think of it. I mean, this is pathetic. So what was the first one? Devi Lal and? Jo bhi hai. Devi Lal, Bhajan Lal. Jo bhi, wherever there is co-prime minister, joint prime minister, the government will fall within a year. 1 year. Shani will get debilitated, khatam kar dega. Aries, be careful. Shani debilitates, government is gone. There is a way to find out when it will go. Recently, you see, hey, jo apna, Vajpayee ji, Advani became?
Deputy.
Gya na? It went. And it went by their own choice. Opposition did not do anything. They only decided. Inka kya knee operation hua? Knee operation, Shani, knee operation? Deputy came over there? No sharing of the top seat. Rule number one. Top seat cannot be shared. Aries will not allow it. Mangal will stop protecting. If Mangal stops protecting, government will fall. Hanuman has to protect. If he does not protect, oh, Singhasan to gaya. Okay, rule number two. Let's say Taurus. One, Venus. What is the lordship? It is either you have house over there or you have office over there. These are the two properties which are in your head. In your head, there are only two properties. My house, my office. It is a thing on the head. Keep that in mind. You cannot ignore Mula Trikon. If you ignore Mula Trikon, you will be in trouble. Office is office. And it is separate from the house. Excepting for royal people. I will show you. So, Taurus, Swashetra, Venus. Mula Trikon, Moon. So, Taurus has two lords, Venus and Moon. All astrology classes and courses, they teach you only one. I teach two. I follow the tradition meticulously. I do not deviate. No theory of my own, no deviation. Swashetra Mula Trikona. Now come to Gemini. Rahu ka nahi hai, Rahu ka exaltation hai. It is not Mula Trikona. Only one, Gemini. Mercury. Cancer. Only one, Moon. Ek hai. Do maaye nahi hai. Only one mother has given you birth. Birth mother is fourth house. One. Fifth house? Sun. That is his home as well as his Mula Trikon. That means people who are very strong Surya would like to work from home. When Surya becomes very strong inside you, you like to work from home. You prefer home office. Many people are there who prefer home office. They don't like to go to office. Mera ghar hi office hoga. Normally, Lagnesh in Lagan, Surya is very strong. Aayega hi aayega. Right? So, only one. Virgo? Mercury? And Rahu? Mula Trikon. Keep that in mind. It is the office. He has got department of spy, department of Shadripu, department of drugs, kai department hai wahan par kai skilled labor hai uske paas. Tarah tarah ke distillation karke drugs banate hain. Right. Department of Rahu. Sixth house, that is why all Shadripus come over there. Now seventh house, Tula. One. Patni to ek hai. Baki anek. What is natural zodiac? One. Venus. Clear? Okay. Now come to 8th house. 2. 8th house is also called Mangalyasthana, cause of breaking of marriage. If Mangal is causing the breakage of marriage, achanak the fellow has become Brahmachari. Mangal is Brahmacharya, giver of Brahmacharya, like Hanuman. The other one is Ketu, galti ho gayi. गलती पकड़ी गई, नॉट हो गई, पकड़ी गई. दैट इज केतु. केतु इज मिस्टेक. सो मंगल्य हैपेंस बिकॉज प्राइमरली बिकॉज ऑफ दीज टू रीजंस. रेस्ट अदर प्लैनेट्स इन्फ्लुएंस. सो इट हैज, इट इज द मूल त्रिकोण ऑफ नन. देर आर नो मूल त्रिकोण, देर आर नो ऑफिसर्स. यू कैनॉट वर्क इन दैट प्लेस. इट इज द स्वक्षेत्र ऑफ मंगल, स्वक्षेत्र ऑफ केतु. बोथ आर टेलिंग दिस इज माय होम. सो व्हाट इट इज? इट इज द पाथ टू कैलाश. व्हाई? मंगल इज स्कंद कार्तिकेय, केतु इज गणेश. तो दोनों का तो घर है. इट इज द हाउस फॉर बोथ. सो व्हाट इज द हाउस फॉर बोथ? कैलाश. सो द पाथ टू कैलाश इज स्कॉर्पियो. स्पिरिचुअल ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन विल हैपन इन विच हाउस? एट्थ हाउस. Sannyas will happen from which house? Eighth house. If there is no eighth house strong, you can't have sannyas. Now, Sagittarius, Jupiter, Mool Trikon, nobody. Tenth house, Capricorn, Shram, labor, torture, only Shani, nobody's Mool Trikon. Shani is not willing to share the department of torture with anybody. Because we say karam yoga, na? Why do you have to do karam? Kyun kaam karna? Who says you have to do karam? When you were born, did somebody tell you have to become doctor and all? No. Later on, you decided to become this and that and that and this because to fulfill a social need. It is a social need. You are living in a society. Society needs doctors, so some fellows will become doctors. Society needs engineers, some fellows will become engineers. So long as you live in the society, you have to make yourself useful for the society. And what is society? Chandra. So 10th house from the moon we are seeing for? What job? Getting job, going there, all that stuff. That is why. Karam. What is the biggest lie in the world? That you have to do some karam. Isse badhke jhoot nahi hai. You have to do nothing. Pack your bags. In fact, pack your bags nicely. Throw it in the Ganga. Go straight to Gangotri. Upar chadho. You see my point? There is no karam. Savare utho, apna khana khojo, koi de dega. Dhyan karo apna. What karam? Am I being absolutely clear? Shani, therefore, is the ruler of the 10th house. 11th house. Bhog. It is the home of Rahu. It is the home of Rahu. Wo uska ghar hai. He is most relaxed in that house. That is why it is called Badhak. Ekdam relaxed. Shani jab ekdam relaxed ho jata, full Badhak dal dega. Aise, he will give such obstructions you can't believe. 11th house. Harabhava. His job is to kill you. The root of death comes from that house. Why? What is his work? His work you will see from his 10th house. From the 11th house, what is the 10th house? 8th. So his job is to look at your longevity khata. That's his job. What is the office? Whose office is that? Shani. Shani is the actual calculation for longevity. That is why Shani becomes the karaka for Ayush. 10th from the 11th. The root of death is 11th house. Death ka jad jo hai 11th house hai. Ekadash Rudra, correct. The jad is, his work is 10th from there, which is 8th house. So therefore 8th house we see for longevity. But 8th house longevity karak is Shani. Because that's his office, Mool Trikon. He's working from there, na? He's sitting in the office and doing some work. What work is he doing? He's doing Scorpio work. Right. Now we come to Pisces. Pisces has two. One is Jupiter is the Lord. One is Ketu is office. Whose office it is? Kaun kaam kar raha hai? Jupiter is relaxed. He's listening to music. He's relaxed. He's cool. He's probably eating something because he likes to munch. What is Ketu doing? Office, moksha karaka. But Ketu counts the 10th house in the reverse, no? He's reversed. So where is his? What is he looking at? Third house? First, Mithun Bhav. Kis kis ke saath? First thing he will see. Kis kis ke saath? He not just kiya, socha. If you thought also, durvichar. You are not allowed to think also. Thinking is also a sin. Hema Malini kitni sundar hai. Good. Aapka vichar yahan tak raha ya uske niche niche gaya? Did your thought go only in the head level or it went down? If it went down, cross. Hema Malini is very beautiful. Rekha is gorgeous. Gyata. Double cross. Because aap gorge kar rahe ho. Because you are gorging, she is gorgeous. Double cross. So be prepared, he is even looking at what you are thinking. It starts from there and it ends in bad karma. If the thought is not bad, the karma cannot be bad. That is why every morning the Brahmins of Puri have to get up and do the Brihaspati Gayatri. So that our thought is always clean. When I look at anybody, I look at the heads. Sir, I'm not bothered about... I'm looking at the head all the time. Vrishabham charshaninam vishwarupam adabhyam brihaspatim varanyam. Brihaspati. Ye karna padega. So did I clarify the lordships of the houses?
Yes.
I also showed you how the planets work. You can try it with the other planets. Okay, now. We come to Chandra Kendra. Chandra Kendra details. See, Chandra is broad. How does a Kendra work? There are 1, 4, 7, 10 houses. But each, these are the houses. Let's say I'm standing in Lagna. And I stretch my hands. I go to the second house. I go to the 12th house. So basically, I am able to influence these two, right? Right hand, left hand. I mean, that's my sphere of expansion. That the same thing works in the bhavas. So Chandra Kendra. So 12, 1 and 2 become one group. And that group is called Swasti. In the tradition, we call it Swasti. Swasti Uvacha. Have you heard of Swasti Uvacha? Good. So swasti. So when we do swasti uvacha, we are doing it for 12, 1 and 2. And what is the 12th house? We call it parivar. 12th from the moon is parivar, family. First from the moon is swa, self. Second from the moon is dhana. Absolutely clear? And they are all under swasti. Swasti means your well-being. Your well-being depends on three factors. One is swa, your personal well-being. One is parivar, family well-being. One is dhan, wealth well-being. Work is different from wealth. If you have sufficient wealth, you don't need to go to work. I know some families who have got so much wealth from their previous generations. They wake up at 10 o'clock. That is the early ones. The late ones wake up at 5 o'clock, brush their teeth at 6 o'clock. Then they give, "Achha, Guruji, kya ho raha?" So because I told them you have to do the mantra at 7 o'clock, they thought it's 7 p.m. Right. So you see how it's all about swasti. The mind. How the mind is deciphering something. And the way the mind will decipher, everything will work. Because he is boss. The mind is the boss. So 12, 1 and 2 is swasti. You cannot afford to have any failure in these houses. If anything fails over here, the mind is tortured. Parivar, 12th house from the moon, no failure. Swa, no, you don't want failures in any of these. They should be stable all the time. Okay? Now come to the fourth. Fourth is Turiya. It's reversed. You see from the moon? Did you see? From the moon it is reversed. Why? So what does it mean? Sun is called Anuloma. Moon is called Pratiloma or Viloma. Anuloma means going along the zodiac. Pratiloma means reversing in the zodiac. When does the reversal happen? How does the reversal happen? Do you know how it happens? Let us say this is the zodiac. I mean, think of a zodiac, okay? And the zodiac is stable. If the zodiac is fixed, like we have a fixed zodiac, the sun is going around the zodiac. It is going, it is not retrograding. So we see the sun going forward. Now think of the moon. The zodiac is also moving slightly, but let's say the moon is moving very fast, right? But technically our mind is actually fixed. I am, let's say, reading a book. So my mind is fixed on the book, right? Although the moon is going fast, my mind is fixed on the book. So what is happening? The mind is fixed. So what does it look like? If the mind is actually, my mind is fixed, but actually the moon is moving forward, that means the zodiac is actually moving back. That is called pratiloma. Did you understand pratiloma? Moon does not retrograde. Moon cannot retrograde. What is happening is my mind is getting fixed. When I fix my mind, the zodiac is reversing. Because the moon is going forward. How much does the zodiac reverse per day? By one nakshatra. So basically, my mind is fixed for one day. So every day, the nakshatra in the sunrise, early morning we take, to find out on what topic my mind will be fixed today. So the zodiac is moving in the reverse. So which planets are becoming stronger because the zodiac is moving in the reverse? Because my brain has got fixed. Ketu, Rahu. The nodes. That is why we have to take Rahu, Ketu. And what are Rahu, Ketu? They are the nodes of the moon.
Yes.
They are not. They are created by the moon. Moon is creating it. Did you know every planet has node?
Yes.
Because by the same formula, just as we got fixed in our mind, we're reading a book or doing something, my mind has got fixed. So the zodiac has to move in the reverse. Therefore, we have to take Rahu Ketu. And Rahu Ketu has to retrograde all the time. It cannot go forward. Because if it goes forward, it is behaving like the moon. It is not pratiloma. It is anuloma. It cannot be anuloma. If it's anuloma, it's not a node. So by the theory, by the hypothesis, Rahu and Ketu have to be retrograde all the time. So we are talking about, now the translations are pathetic. They call it true node and mean node. And because the word mean is very mean, we don't like it. So therefore we take true node, because we like true. How clever, na? You give a dog a bad name to hang it. One of the German astrologers, Western astrologer, has done a fantastic article on this. You should read that sometime. Absolutely. He showed calculations that what you say as a true node is an absurdity. It's an absurdity. Mathematically, it's wrong. He's proved it. I love that article. It's all about mathematics. When you study it, you'll know it's wrong. Use the mean node. So when you fix your softwares, ensure you use mean node. But that is the English word. The ideal, correct definition should be always retrograde. That is not, even the mean node is a wrong translation. The correct is always retrograde or pratiloma. Simple. It's always retrograde. It's always pratiloma. Did you understand that? Clear. So, when we come to Turiya, the fourth house, and its two signs next to it, third and five, the destruction is happening. The destruction is happening. Okay? Look at the houses very carefully. So what are we asking for? Raksha. So in 12, 1 and 2, or Lagna Kendra, the Lagna Kendra, Swasti. Fourth Kendra, Raksha. Raksha is protection. Like, you know, you tie a Raksha Bandhan. Right. Which houses are involved? 3, 4, 5. 3 is Raksha for family, Parivara Raksha. Swa Raksha is fourth house. Dhana Raksha is fifth house. Did you ever think of it like this? So if you have malefics in the third from the moon, or a malefic lord who is badly placed, the protection for your family will break. And your family will suffer. You never thought of it like that, huh? Try it in the chart. Try any chart. Any. Because that has to cause you mental tension. And to protect that, you have to do something to protect it. Because if you fail in the protections, you will really suffer. A malefic in the fourth, or there are no planets, the lord of the fourth has the power to kill you. It has the power to kill you, send you to hospital, put you on the bed, break your legs, do. Now I will take the word raksha, right? Raksha in Sanskrit. Ksha is K-S-A, kha. So I'm changing ksha to either murdhanyasha or to kha. Right? Rakha. In Hindi we say rakh. Raksha is also rakha. Mujhe rakh le malik, rakh. And you take the two sounds, rakh. Raksha is becoming rakha. You have a pen, next time I'll write it for you. Rakha. And now you reverse it. Who is killing? Raksha is my protection. Khara. That is the derivation of khara. Khara is he who is reversing raksha. Did you understand the derivation? Ksha, kha banta hai. So rakha, rakha means protect. Rakhna, to protect. Mujhe rakhle malik. And kha and ra is reversed, becomes khara, the derivation of khara. So fourth from the moon is Ayushkar, because the longevity comes from the moon. Ayushkar. What is fifth from the moon? Dhana. Wo dhan ko nash karta hai. Dhana, reverse, nidhan. You reverse it, nidhan. So if dhan is in second house, fifth house is nidhan. So somebody will say, I have so many planets in the fifth house from the sun. Sare paise kha jayenge yaar. They will take your money. What can you do? You have to give money. Your job is to give money. I have an exalted planet in the fifth from the moon. Are maja aa gaya yaar. Your bank balance account is accessible by thousands of people. Yaar. Sab kha yaar. Sadhu hai, sadhu. Good. Bada dil hai. We say that now, big heart. Why should you be bhikari? You should have big heart. Dekha ke multi-millionaire and dekha ke 10 rupaye nahi de sakta. What is this? Do you see my point? From 1 second by looking at the chart, I know what is going on here. Because that is your basic attitude. You need a protection in these houses. Raksha means protection. Don't forget that. Then Adhi Yoga. Adhi means Adhi ka kya matlab hai? Timing. Your success, what you want, fruits, relationships, sambandh, sab kuch yahan se aata hai. What you like, what you like, who you don't like. Sixth, seventh and eighth. Adi Yoga is studied. PJC mein we do this in great detail, so I'm not going into it. Tenth house from the moon, Amla. Amla means pure. Pavitra, reputation. Reputation, 10th from the moon is your reputation. 11th from the moon is the reputation of your workplace. Dhan jahan se aata hai. Achha. So if the 11th from the moon has many malefics, your reputation of your wealth place is fear, frightful, dar lagta hai. Mangal is in the 11th from the moon, where you are working definitely has got some guard and this and that. And bhai dar lagega yaar, boli maar dega jayega. Right? So more malefics, more benefics, more planets in the 11th from the moon. Lot of money. Lot of money. Why? Because that is Amala. More reputation. More reputation, more fame. More fame, more money. A rikshawala's riksha is only known to him and his wife and his kids. But the prime minister's car is known to many people. Right? to 11th house. Anyway, did you get the broad idea of these planets? Good. Now, taking this into account, we will go into the next slide. If there are planets, तो पहले वो बोली है ना, तो लॉर्ड आएगा, पक्का आएगा. नाइन किसका है? परिवार का, रेपुटेशन. आई एम सो एंड सोज बच्चा, आई एम सो एंड सोज बच्चा, नाइन्थ फ्रॉम द मून. इफ द नाइन्थ फ्रॉम द मून इज इन जल राशि, नाइन्थ फ्रॉम द मून किसका जल राशि में है? आपका है? हाँ?
मेरा
किसका है? मेरा. अच्छा रेपुटेशन है. पढ़े लिखे फैमिली के हो आप? फादर का क्या करते थे?
फादर सर रेलवे में
इंजीनियर. रेलवे में इंजीनियर थे. कैसा है मैंने वैसे गोत्र वोत्र फैमिली वैमिली कैसा है?
ठीक
है. हाँ जी, जमींदार फैमिली से. अच्छा फैमिली है, मैंने लोकल में एवरीबडी नोज. बहुत अच्छा रेपुटेशन. देखो अब, देखो अपने आप थक के बोलेंगे कैसा परिवार है. दैट इज द रेपुटेशन ऑफ द फैमिली. इफ सो दैट इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. स्टार्टिंग ऑफ लाइफ, रेपुटेशन ऑफ फैमिली इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट, बिकॉज नाइन्थ फ्रॉम द मून इज गोइंग टू टेक यू टू योर, गेट यू जॉब्स. इफ द रेपुटेशन ऑफ द फैमिली इज इन द स्काई, दैट जॉब विल कम लाइक दैट. राजीव गांधी वॉन्ट्स टू बिकम पायलट. अजीत दे दो ना टिकट यार, बना बना चलो आप प्लेन चलाओ जी, आप ही का एयरक्राफ्ट है. बट ही वेंट थ्रू प्रॉपर ट्रेनिंग एंड ऑल दैट. नॉट दैट ही इज अ ग्रेट गाय, सो ही वेंट थ्रू प्रॉपर ट्रेनिंग एंड ऑल. बट द एटीट्यूड क्या है? अरे इंदिरा गांधी जी का बेटा, उन्हीं का तो एयरक्राफ्ट है जी, ले लो उड़ा लो उड़ा लो. सो पीपीएल से हो जाएगा, सीपीएल से हो जाएगा. यू नो व्हाट्स पीपीएल सीपीएल, राइट? सो वो सारा हो जाएगा. आप उड़ाते रहो आप. So you see, that is the reputation. The more reputation is high, you'll tendency. Dekho, JRD Tata, inka, they have this thing about aircraft. Why? Narayan ki tarah Garuda mein udna hai. You see my point? All the big point. This question of how many, when you ask them what vehicles you have, they don't answer like us. Yaar, maine abhi dena, maine Honda City le liya yaar. For them, vehicle means aircraft. They don't talk of cars. That is not that level. कौन सा लिया यार? अच्छा वो जेट ले लिया, लियर जेट ले लिया. अच्छा फास्ट है, इट्स वेरी फास्ट, ओवरटेक कर देगा स्काई में. डिड यू अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट आई एम टॉकिंग? नाइन्थ फ्रॉम द मून, दैट इज द रेपुटेशन. हाँ जी, हाँ जी. हाँ, वो सेवेंथ फ्रॉम द मून इज हृदय. मतलब इट इज योर, देखो दो चीज है हार्ट को. वन इज द फिजिकल हार्ट. फिजिकल हार्ट इज फोर्थ फ्रॉम लग्न. फोर्थ हाउस इज कॉल्ड फिजिकल हार्ट. फोर्थ फ्रॉम लग्न, फोर्थ फ्रॉम द मून इज फिजिकल हार्ट. फोर्थ फ्रॉम लग्न इज योर एक्चुअल हार्ट, फिजिकल. फोर्थ फ्रॉम द मून इज हाउ इट इज वर्किंग, काम कैसे कर रहा है. दैट इज व्हाई इट इज खर. व्हेन द हार्ट बीट विल स्टॉप, खर आ जाएगा, हार्ट बीट विल स्टॉप. Because the lord of the sign will say, what is this thing doing dhak 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 all the time? Band karo ye aawaz. Wo aawaz band ho gaya to aap gaye. So why do we tell Shiva, damru bajate raho. Jab tak, so long as Mahadev's damru is running, your heart's dhak 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 will not stop. Clear? So fourth from the moon is flow, heart flow. Functioning of the heart. Physical heart is fourth from lagna. कहाँ गए हमारे heart वाले? Gemini lagna, Virgo lagna. Fourth from lagna is Sagittarius. Where is Jupiter? कमाल का heart है, strong heart, beautiful physical heart, right? Right or wrong? Where is the moon? In Sagittarius. Fourth from that is. Fourth from that is Pisces. What is the beautiful planet there? Batao, batao. Mercury hai na, debilitated. Or?
Sun
is there. Dekh lo, two blockages. Badak Rashi mein hai. It's in Badak from Lagna. Two blockages. He's just heart bypass. Double bypass. Bypass nahi. Sorry. Humne to bypass rok diya na. Stamban kar diya usko. Doctor ko. Stent kar diya. Dono mein. 100% close stent ho gaya. Success ho gaya. Kya bhagya hai. Japan se doctor aakar ke kar diya. Aur doctor mein competition chal raha tha. 15 minute ya 30 minute. Kya baat. Mahadev. You see, when Mahadev wants to help you, na, like this, he will help you. You pay for Indian doctor and you get Japanese doctor. That is called luck. 100% blockage cleared. Touch wood. Why? Because I saw fourth from the moon. I did not see fourth from Lagna. Fourth from Lagna is the physical heart. Is there a problem there? If you have one Rahu, Ketu, kuch kuch ajeeb sa hoga, to ajeeb sa heart hoga. Jaise hamara hai. Fourth from Lagna is Mercury sign, Rahu exalted. When finally, after suddenly they found, itna sab test ke baad, doctor bola, you know, you have ectatic heart. Pehle I thought, ye kya hai? Ye kya heart hai? Kuch kuch, Bhagwan jane, kuch janwar wanar ka heart dal diya mere andar mein. So I did research in the internet. Aajkal to internet is the only place for research. Got so confused, I gave up. Khatam. So Rahu exalted, whenever Rahu wants, he will make the heart work. But working of the heart, fourth from the moon.
Seventh
from the moon is the emotional heart. Pyar ho jata hai, karte nahi. Right? It was seventh from the moon. Seventh from the moon is a very, very dangerous place in the zodiac. Planets transit. Right? Transiting planets disturb you. Planets in there will disturb you. Lord of the sign will disturb you. Because everybody wants your attention. Na? So yogi kya karta hai? Aankh band kar deta hai. If you close your eyes, you cannot have any of their attention. Finished problem. Sara emotion is there. That is why seventh house is marked. Because your emotion is causing heart fluctuations and problems in the heart. All your desires are coming from there. Hidden desires. Hrid. Which hrid? That is desire. Not physical hrid. Not the fourth is your heart. Fourth from fourth. Bhavat bhavam. Fourth from fourth is your desire. So therefore fourth from fourth or your heart fluctuation can damage your heart. So grah transit kar gaya. Aise aap baithe ho, suddenly ek transit kar gayi, aap gaye wahan. Phir wahan se dusre transit kar gayi, aap udhar gaye, mar gaye. So transits in that house are more dangerous. Ye dhyan dena.
Sir, you mentioned the tattvas here. Could you just explain a bit?
Chala, agni, dhiski, vayu. Dekho, this is reversed. So where the moon is, that is sunset.
Yeah.
Sunset mein kya strong hoga? Vayu strong hoga? Because aap dekho uday mein agni is strong, so sunset mein vayu is strong. Aise aap dekhoge to abhijit kahan aa raha hai yahan se 10th mein aa jayega ulta ho gaya na. So lagan is vayu, vayu is saans. So long as you breathe, that moon is keeping you alive. You stop breathing, it is gone. So one of the important considerations is pranapad. Pranapad is associated with chandra, with your longevity. Right? Okay. Then how you breathe is also from pranapad. Do you breathe like a lion or do you breathe very fast? That is pranapad. So anyway, that is vayu. Okay. Fourth house from that is reverse now. That has become prithvi. Prithvi is always dangerous. Then seventh house is agni, because that has become sunrise. And tenth house is jal. Narayan sohe maha par. Therefore, 10th from the moon is going to show, take you to your job. That is why 10th from the moons will take you to the job. It is very important. Sometimes you have got the job, but you cannot join the job. That is because 10th from the moon did not allow you to join the job. 4th from Surya gave you the job. But 10th from the moon did not take you there. So, mil gayi. Magar aap join nahi kar paaya. Dekh rahe ho difference. Source has giving, but you cannot go because your mind, this is all mind game. Mind is telling no. 10th from the moon. Are you getting clarity? I want clarity on the head on this. So with this we have the bhavas right. Let us now go to the next one. Amla Yoga. Amla Yoga is 10th from the moon, because moon is king, moon is the mind. Okay? Now I see over here two planets, Jupiter and Ketu. Right? And I have to see the lord of that is Saturn. What sort of a reputation is the person having with Jupiter and Ketu in the 10th house?
Saint.
Huh? Saint. Very good reputation, sadhu wala reputation. And the lord of that sign has, Shani, has gone to 7th house of Hrid. So can I say that is also his strong desire? His strong desire is also in the 7th house to have that reputation. Reputation is an important factor in his thinking and his consciousness and his desire. Okay. Reputation will bring more work. So the better reputation you will have better work. So this is a very dynamic process. The reputation will get more work for him. It's a dynamic. The more reputation you have, the better this thing, also better salaries. Everything, the source, you see, the reputation has to be built. So this is a dynamic thing. Dashas will change everything. Keep that in mind. If the lord, now the first lord of moon's 10th house, you take the 10th house from the moon. Okay? Career will always start from, this is reverse. Normally what do we see? Planets in the house and then the lord? So what is reverse of that? First lord and then the planets? Ulta pad gaya na? Because this is pratiloma. Because people always ask, Guruji, sometimes you are taking planets and then the lord, and then sometimes you are taking the lord and then the planets. The whole problem lies in is it anuloma or pratiloma? Chandra Kundli is always pratiloma. So I will have to take it in reverse. So that means first the lord will come, na? Based on the reputation only I will get the work. Koi reputation hi nahi hai, kuch nahi hai, kya job milega? So, if the 10th lord is in a Chara Rashi, movable sign, I have to go very far. If it is in Sthir Rashi, I will get the job in my house. If it is in a Dvishbhav Rashi, maybe some distance but not too, but within the country, you know, if it's a big country, within the country. I mean, basically it's a consciousness. What do you consider far? It all depends upon your consciousness. Like for example, if it is in the 12th house, if the lord of that sign is in 12th house, irrespective of Chara, Sthira, Dvishya, Bhava, you will go abroad. Wo bahar lega hi lega, wo khichega, he will pull you to go abroad. Like that you have to keep in mind. It is not just Rashi. Rashi is one consideration. Bhava is also another consideration. Because end of the day your mind will think. And what do you mean by going abroad? 12th house from the moon is parivar, no? Family. So going away from family. So it's a major. The major consideration of going abroad is just one. Going away from family. Whenever somebody goes, he thinks only of one thing. I'm going away from parivar. So what is the impact of that? Okay? Good. After that, similarly.
This is the 12th from moon,
12th from lagan. 12th from moon means parivar will push you to go. Take up the job abroad. Take the job abroad. And because they will say you go there, you have to earn money, you don't want to go, but they are pushing you to go. It is a good job, you will earn a lot. 12th from lagan, you want to go away. Parivar may not want you to go. Iklota beta hai, ja raha hai, Sanjay ji, kya kar rahe aap? Yes, no. Somebody went to Australia. Baap ne bola, dekh, thik se dekho horoscope, yaar, kya kar rahe ho? Thik se dekho. Means, my vision should be the answer. वो नहीं हुआ वो है he is right now in Canberra. देखो try to understand इकलौता बेटा it's very difficult to this is India यार. Mother is very attached. She is doing nowadays all pujas this that रक्षा हो विदेश में, वो होता है, इट्स अ साइकोलॉजिकल इमोशनल टच. बट इट्स जस्ट अ क्वेश्चन ऑफ टाइम. आई टेल यू 2-3 years एवरीथिंग बिकम्स नॉर्मल, बिकॉज यू नो व्हाई, द कॉन्शियसनेस एक्सपैंड्स. When you, when consciousness is, will expand, Australia will not be far. It's just 12 hours away.
14.
Achha aircraft. Okay. So we got it. Now we'll try to apply this to a couple of things and see. Now, 10th from the moon has got. Jupiter. Who is the lord of the sign?
Saturn.
And? Rahu Ketu is there? Rahu hai nahi? Rahu bhi hai ka? Right. So let us start one by one. First the lords will give result and then the planet there will give result. Achha. Abhi peculiar situation hai. 10th lord Rahu is in?
Third house
from moon. And it is in Char Rashi. Char means what happens psychologically, what happens, you know. When the planet is in Char Rashi, you want to go, you want to run away, you want to get out. It's a psychology, it's something happening in the head. Mujhe nikalna hai yahan se. I want to get out. How far you can get out, now we will see. It has gone to Char Rashi, it is with Venus. Ideally, you should go away abroad. But, kuch moon ke saath kuch kahani hua hai. Parivartan ho gaya. Now, how I will deal with this? You look at the two Rashis that are involved. If they are the same, you have to take that. Is the moon is also in Char Rashi?
No.
If moon was in Char Rashi, then Char plus Char is Char. You will go abroad. Now, moon is in which Rashi? Sthir Rashi. So, Sthir Rashi plus Char Rashi. You take these two, right? Kaun chhut gaya? Dushubhav. Dushubhav has been left out, na? ये तो दोनों कवर हो गए. स्थिर हैज गॉट कवर्ड एंड चर हैज गॉट कवर्ड. व्हाट इज लेफ्ट आउट? दुष्प्रभाव. यू टेक दुष्प्रभाव एज द फाइनल रिजल्ट. वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग. हा, सो दैट मीन्स शी वॉन्ट्स टू रन अवे वेरी फार. बट विल शी रन अवे वेरी फार? नो. शी विल मैनेज टू गो टू अनदर प्लेस आउटसाइड हर स्टेट बट विद इन द कंट्री. दैट्स 100% श्योर. तो दिल्ली पहुंच गई. अच्छा, वो शुक्र राहु का कॉम्बिनेशन ने दिल्ली लिया आया. वह क्या जॉब करेगी? इज इट इन अ गवर्नमेंट, क्वासी गवर्नमेंट? क्या कुछ सन एंड मून है इन्वॉल्व? तो क्वासी गवर्नमेंट था, ये था, वो था. सो लॉट ऑफ राहु शोज मल्टीफेरियस जॉब्स. सारे प्लेनेट इन्फ्लुएंस करेंगे. शुक्र मून विल इन्फ्लुएंस. वीनस इज अ टीचर, सम टीचर ऑफ आसुरिक विद्या like English or something like that, geography, English, ये सब. हाँ, और बाकी आप देखो, फिर वो, then they will become a खोपड़ी job. What is खोपड़ी job? Thinker. So thinker kind of quasi government job. Where was she? Where did you work?
CSDS.
You see, CSDS. CSDS is all खोपड़ी. They just sit over there and think. They are paid to think. Right, they are center for
civil lines.
Center for the study of developing societies.
Very thinking.
नाम ही नहीं आता लगता है यार. क्या CSDS? इसको रिवर्स कर दो, SDSC. So all sort of thinking goes on over there. All sorts. Political thinking, quasi-political thinking. All. Believe me, sare khopdi baithe hain, wahan par baithe sochte rehte hain, theory karte rehte hain. Day in, day out. So the Rahu did his job. Achha. After that, what will be the next planet? Who will do the job?
Saturn.
What is Saturn conjoined? Ketu. Ekdam tribal hoga. Makar mein hai. Jungle. Crocodile. Eh, dekho. Crocodile ke piche bhaag rahi thi. बेचारा क्रोकोडाइल मर जाएगा. अरे व्हाट इज रॉन्ग विथ योर. नॉर्मली व्हेन यू हियर सच अ थिंग, व्हाट विल यू से? क्या पागल हो गई है? नहीं, एनिमल लवर तो है. क्रोक्स यार, वो दे विल नॉट डाई. They were there in the planet way before human beings. They will stay way after human beings. Human beings will get wiped out. The crocs will stay. Kisko bachane ke chakkar mein ho? Endangered species? Are you kidding me? We are endangered compared to them. No, honestly, that is all. Achha, dusra kya hai? Tribal ketu? Tribal ketu people, aap dekho, see the jobs, area of jobs. Because that is the kind of jobs you will like. Because what your mind will take you, you will like. Careful, what will be the whole experience in this?
So for Makar Rashi, is it the Rashi played that role for crocodile?
Yeah. Rashi played the role for the crocodile, definitely. All sorts of dangerous animals. All. Because what is Yamraj ka kshetra? Makar is Yamraj, natural 10th house.
Water boars, the slippery
slope. Huh? Tiger. Save the tiger. Save the kutta. All that is there. Shani ketu. But basically, bejaan janwar. Bezaban janwar nahi bolta hai. That is that. Even tribal communities have very poor power of expressing. They don't know what they are saying. The chipko moment, jaake tree ko pakad liya. Batao. Sara din aise tree ko pakade hue baithe hue yaar. Only somebody with ketu can do such a thing, you know. But government appreciates that. Many government officials appreciate. Wo sar ketu shani wale appreciate karenge. They will, because they will see they are downtrodden, they are suffering, unko samjho, unko. Some of it is very good. But I do not know. But that is the way your brain is. What is good or what is bad, I shall not get. Good or bad will depend upon individual karma. What did you do over there? Right? How much did you learn from there? That will come to later. In the same department, 20 people will be there, 10 will do very bad work, 10 will do good work. We are only seeing where are you going. We are not seeing what you are doing and not doing. Am I clear? I am still in the moon. I am not going to Mercury. I want to be very clear on what I am talking. And finally, after all these departments are finished, she will come to Jupiter. And Jupiter in the 10th house is Amala. Means good reputation. Because Rahu and Ketu will not give you good reputation. Clear ho gaya? From the moon, the 10th lord is in the 9th. Very concerned about family reputation. Parivar aaya na 12th mein. I should not do anything by which my family reputation will go down. So that means such people family reputation.
Should have been spiritual as well because of
KTV. Yeah, very, very spiritual. Very spiritual, large donors. Very large donors. Wo sab hai. So she has to be very careful of family. So that means she comes from a big family. 10th lord, 9th ho chala gaya. And 9th is actually 10th from the 12th. Good one. Very good one. I like that. Like this, you should be able to study now easily. Haji, bataiye shiva.
Which rule governs the sequence of manifestation of God? We have taken Venus, Kanyam, Rahu.
वही खींच लिया टाइमिंग आप टाइमिंग की बात कर रहे हो ना मैं दशा पढ़ाऊंगा इसके बाद प्रॉमिस मैं जब दशा पढ़ाऊंगा तब पूछ लेना क्वेश्चन इज टाइमिंग एंड वही आई एम नॉट टीचिंग टाइमिंग एम आई टीचिंग टाइमिंग नो वाई शुड आई टीच टाइमिंग आई शुड टीच बेसिक्स ना You are here to learn the foundations which you don't have. Do you have the foundations? No. Pahla to seekh lo. Timing is the most complicated part of Vedic astrology. We will go into timing separately. Absolutely. We will do something tomorrow. A kind of timing which you have not learnt till now. Kafi timing kar liya, ab dusra karke dekh lo. बहुत विमशोत्री कर लिया मेरा एक सिंपल सिस्टम करो विलेज सिस्टम इट इज फॉर माय विलेज उससे क्या होगा टाइमिंग का कुछ जड़ विल बिकम गुड ठीक है, क्लियर हो गया नहीं है? ये द सेम चार्ट कंटिन्यूज इन दिल्ली, कंप्लीटली लीव्स वाइल्ड लाइफ एंड रिसर्च एंड स्टार्ट स्क्रिप्चर ज्योतिषी जुपिटर इन द टेंथ. Good or bad is based upon the dignity of the planet. Planet is good, it is dignified, you have good reputation. Planet is bad, not dignified, you have bad reputation. Badi seedhi baat hai. Unch neech, unch reputation and neech reputation. Hindi mein bolte na, badi neecha hai, kamina hai. That is debilitated reputation. Very simple, it is very simple, your combination. Now, here is the chart of Andrew Carnegie. Now this is the normal thing. Look at the moon and the 10th house from the moon. Saturn and Mercury are in the 10th. And the Lord, we have to take Lord first. So Lord is in which house? Second house from Lagna. Right? Now what I am going to do, I am going to give 12 years to every Rashi. 12 saal for every Rashi. So how many is the total I will get in the circle? 144 years. But that is not longevity. How much is longevity? Where is Yamraj? Yama is in which house? 10th house. So what is your maximum longevity? 120. Kya calculation karta yaar? 10 into 12 is 120. Itna mathematics clear hona chahiye. So you will start from Lagan and Kua is 10th house. There Makar will pull you down. Clear? So maximum longevity is simply derived. Very simple derivation. Okay, so you start from Lagna, go to 10th. Now let us say 10th from the moon, the Lord is in second house. So normally 13 to 24 ke beech mein, he should start working. He started working at the age of 13.
Once again.
10th Lord from the moon is in second from Lagna. And where is the second Lord? He is also sitting there. Both of them. Where is the 11th Lord of income? Lagna. From the Lagna. Wo bhi wahan baitha hai. So guaranteed, 13 to 24 ke beech mein, young age mein, he will have to start earning. He will have to start. Shukra hai wahan par. Right. So first job he got at the age of 13 as a bobbin boy in a cotton mill. Kuch na kuch kapde ka sambandh tha. Shukra dekho. Venus is associated with clothes. Right? Agyas. Some link I need. I need a link to what you are doing. So Shukra gave him the first job. We will learn later how to see which one will give first, which one will give second. But Shukra gave him the first job. And it is very clear, the Lord will give first. He has conjoined a bunch of planets. Now I will take Venus plus Ketu. Ketu is the headless boy, bobbin boy, you know. Venus plus Ketu, one of the lords. Then Venus plus Mars, he got promoted to the operator. Uska operator ban gaya, machine operator. So there are other bobbin boys from promotion ho gaya. Right. Ye sab 13 to 24 ke beech. Then when Venus and Sun came, he took up contracts, railway contract. Sun, government, liya na contract. Why railways? Because for railways, I need either Rahu or Ketu. Otherwise, you will not get railway contract. Why do I need Rahu Ketu? What is the train? If you are flying in the sky and you look at the train, it will look like a long snake. Good. Now you understand. Okay. So I need them. So he got the railroad contracts. That is where he made his first money. First money. Have you finished all of them? All the planets? Venus plus Ketu, Venus plus Mars, Venus plus Sun. We finished all of them. Right? Now we are in a position to go to the planets in the 10th from the moon. Which are the planets in the 10th? One is Mercury and one is Saturn. Among the two planets, let us say Mercury comes first. Because he is in Digbal. But Saturn is exalted. Don't forget that. Exalted Shani. So Mercury kya dega? Some investments? Business, trader, investment? Usse paisa karega? Investments he made in steel and oil and all sorts of investments. Why? Because Mercury is with Saturn. So steel mein karega investment and oil mein karega. And he gave huge return from that. Huge. His capital shot up. After that, he went into steel production. Saturn is exalted. By now he knows that this area is working very well for him. King of steel. He became the world's king. The famous Bessemer process and all those processes, he bought all of them. Steel king of the world. How many houses have I seen? What was my focus? Only one. Tenth from the moon. What can this Khopadi do? Kya kaam kar sakta hai? This mind. Because if the mind is not on the job, you will not do the job. Kids ask, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do this, I'll try this, I'll try that. Don't waste time. Look at the tenth from the moon. That is what is going to decide what you're going to be good at. And if you're not good at something, don't do it. Okay? The problem with the moon, have I taken parivartanas anywhere in the moon?
No. That's the question.
He himself is retrograde. He himself is fixed. Neither your mind, manas jo hai, nor your swas can be changed. Very difficult to change that. Where have I taken parivartanas from the moon? Have you ever seen me take a parivartana where the moon himself is concerned for Chandra Lagna Chakra? Liya hai abhi tak? Nahin. Try karte hai, we will see. The problem with that is, if I change your Rashi, I have to change Nakshatra because moon is connected with the Nakshatras. He is not directly connected with the Rashi. His connection with the Rashi is coming through the Nakshatras. So parivartana of Chandra actually must happen in the nakshatra for parivartana to happen. What you are seeing is in moon, let us say here, moon is in Capricorn. In reality, moon is not in Capricorn. Moon is in some nakshatra, and that nakshatra's that pada is in Capricorn. Because moon is working through the nakshatras, and the nakshatras, the mind is working through the nakshatras. Your longevity is your nakshatra. Can that change? Dadi ji ne ashirvad diya, meri umar tujhe lag jaye. Does it change? Hard question. Okay. I have not taken parivartanas, if you observe till now. The previous one had. Very difficult, na? Surya, I am taking parivartana, double parivartana, triple parivartana. But here, I am not touching it. Because then I have to teach you sukshma parivartana. Quite complicated. You will hardly get a few charts of that kind. So don't worry about it. Yeah.
What's his relationship with his
Seventh lord from the moon, seventh house from the moon is Cancer. Right? And there are no afflictions to the moon. Though the seventh house is slightly afflicted by Saturn exalted. So, as far as his relationships are concerned, everything is fine so long as you don't touch my steel business. Because that Saturn exalted is a steel business, his reputation as the steel king. So long as you don't tamper with that, I don't have a problem. He was a big philanthropist. Very big. Did you know at the end of his life, he is the guy who started the thing that all people who create wealth must give it away before they go. So he sold his company and donated most of the wealth. Lived to that. Kamal ka aadmi hai yaar.
So sir, moon ke second or 12th hi khali hai.
To kisi ka asar nahi aaya na. Free mind. People say that planets in 2nd and 12th is very good. This Vyeshi Yoga, Voshi Yoga, yes. Sir, actually, rula ke chhodta hai.
Kendram Yoga.
केमद्रुम हो तो बेटर हो ना. केमद्रुम मतलब किसी का नहीं सुनेगा. 212 नॉट द अदर थिंग्स. पैसा है, सब कुछ है, यू सी परफेक्ट. उसका खाली 10th हाउस है मून. 10th हाउस फ्रॉम द मून इज हैविंग फोकस. सो वन फोकस 10th फ्रॉम द मून. अननेसेसरी रिलेशनशिप चक्कर, ये चक्कर, वो चक्कर, विद्या चक्कर, सब कोई चक्कर नहीं है ना. खाली है, फ्री माइंड. यू लुक एट एनी पर्सन विथ प्लैनेट्स इन सेकंड एंड 12th फ्रॉम द मून. परिवार के लिए कर करके कर करके कर करके जूता घिस घिस करके मरेगा. Any blind chart, I don't need to see lagan. Any, how many of you have it? Hai na? I am 100% right, I know. Family is very important. Work is very important. Achha, this person is related to my work. This person. So constant. How much freedom you have? From the time you wake up till the time you sleep. It's either family or work people. Apna to kuch hai nahi. I am right. After some time, if your moon sign Lord is very strong and focused on your sua, you will say, enough. I want to run away from this nonsense. So best situation is this. No planets in the 12th, no planets in the 2nd. The world is my family, the world is my wealth. Koi stress hi nahi hai sansar, ye to sadhu hai bas. Perfect. It is very debatable what is good and what is bad, because for every person his situation is not right. Is not right. Right nahi, not right. Because why? Chandra is pratiloma. If God has given you planets in both 2 and 12, that is not good. If God has given you planet in 2nd and not in 12th, that is not good for you. For others, it is very nice. Nobody in the world is happy with the mental situation. And that is called pratiloma. Nobody. A sadhu realizes this and then he lets go. Okay, so we studied this. लंच कितने बजे है? 12:30 है. तो फटाफट एक खत्म कर. हाउ मेनी ऑफ दीज आर लेफ्ट? हाउ मेनी ऑफ दीज आर लेफ्ट स्लाइड्स? दैट्स अ न्यू वन राइट? नो दैट्स अ डिफरेंट वन. फाइव आर लेफ्ट. ओके, आई थिंक इट्स लंच टाइम नाउ. I don't want to start a topic just 5 minutes before 12:30. Yeah.
What if moon is conjunct with Devi or reversing? Because if it is pratiloma,
it should not be any. Man hai. I study the horoscope moon sign first without any planets. Because planets are secondary na. The moment you are born, you don't even know mera maa kaun hai. Who is my mother? Oh, it is a big struggle. Achha, I see this face smiling at me every day. And the food comes. Ah, that is my mom. How much do you know she is your mom? When you are born, there are no grahas. Oh, to sab idhar udhar bada kara hai. You are like a sadhu. You are like a perfect sadhu. That is why you have direct God connection. Babies talk to God. You can see that. Has raha hai, baat kar raha hai, kuch kar raha hai. Oh, to first they recognize their mom. Phir ek 12th from the moon is getting activated. Then they recognize their dad. And he's doing some very funny, stupid things. He's assuming that this guy does nothing. Absolute idiot has come. He'll grow up now. He'll do po-apoyardak. So he treats, he behaves like that. Hoo, hoo, poo, poo, kuchu, kuchu. Very few fathers will talk like that. Oh, welcome, ji, kaise ho aap? Achha, aap kaise ho? The little baby, kya hai, karega, what? So you see, it by the time you give respect to the baby, that takes time. The sooner you give respect to the child, the more responsible he will be. The problem is with parents. They treat him like a baby till he is 28, 30. So there will be babies till 28, 30. But you see, this is the thing. It's very easy to say, we don't do it. I can't do it. I mean, I'm a failure in this matter, so what I'll tell you. बेटी आके कुछ भी बोलती है. हाँ बेटा बेटा, कोई सुन मत, सुन मत, कोई नहीं, बस जब तू रेडी होगी शादी कर ले बस, और कुछ नहीं, कुछ कर नहीं कर मुझे कोई मतलब नहीं है. सिंपल, इट्स लाइक यू कांट, अ फादर कांट डू इट. चाहे कोई कुछ भी बोले, वी आर इंडियंस, मतलब आवर ट्वेल्थ फ्रॉम द मून इज इवन मोर स्ट्रॉन्गर. फंस गया आदमी, ग्रह हो नहीं हो. यू ऑब्जर्व द ट्वेल्थ लॉर्ड फ्रॉम द मून विल बी वेरी स्ट्रॉन्ग इन द चार्ट्स ऑफ इंडियंस. आप देखो आपका ट्वेल्थ लॉर्ड कौन है मून से? कैसा है? आपका क्या है रमन जी? वर्गो. तो लॉर्ड कैसा है? मर्कुरी कैंसर में. और राहु? भूल गए ना. अच्छा कोई बात नहीं, होता है, होता है. वो परिवार, व्हेन इट कम्स टू फैमिली ऐसे ही होता है, ऐसे द इमोशंस, यू नो. व्हेन मर्क्यूरी इज इन कैंसर तो अपना सारा धन लुटा दे बच्चे पर, बिकॉज मर्क्यूरी इन कैंसर इज ह्यूज अमाउंट ऑफ मनी. वो तो सारा धन लुटा दे. वो भी अच्छा, प्रोटेक्शन, लॉट ऑफ प्रोटेक्शन. तो दीज आर हाई इन्फ्लुएंसेस. वो तो होता है, वो तो फिर वो परिवार तो टोटल. टू टेक द फॉलोइंग राशि, कुंभ राशि का सबसे बड़ा प्रॉब्लम क्या है? कुंभ राशि हैज ओनली वन प्रॉब्लम, द फर्स्ट लॉर्ड एंड द ट्वेल्थ लॉर्ड आर द सेम, सो यू डोंट एग्जिस्ट. कुंभ राशि डजंट एग्जिस्ट. वो तो अपना जीवन परिवार के लिए देगा. दैट इज द बेस्ट थिंग अबाउट कुंभ राशि. कभी सोचा है सर? थिंक अबाउट इट. राइट. वेर एज मकर राशि फर्स्ट एंड सेकेंड इज वन, होल डेडिकेशन टू वर्क एंड ऑफिस. नोबडी कैन बी डेडिकेटेड टू वर्क बेटर देन मकर राशि. सो इफ यू हैव टू एम्प्लॉय समबडी एंड यू गेट मकर राशि, टेक द पर्सन, योर कंपनी विल शूट अप. एकदम शूट करेगा. यू हैव टू टेक अ सबऑर्डिनेट, यू हैव फाइव चॉइसेस. अरे डोंट हैव टू आस्क टाइम, जस्ट टेक द डेट ऑफ बर्थ ना, उससे राशि पता चलता. मकर पड़ गया तो ले लो, कमाल का काम करके देगा. ही कैन मेक द इम्पॉसिबल हैपन. दैट इज द काइंड ऑफ फोकस ही हैज गॉट. यू आर हैविंग फैमिली टेंशन, गो टू कुंभ राशि, यू विल टेक द टेंशन आउट, बिकॉज ही इज केपेबल ऑफ दैट, दैट इज केपेबिलिटी. Okay, ji. Enjoy your lunch, and we shall meet at what time?
1:50.
कितना खाओगे आप बताओ?